What's poppin'? We're in the DealsNadD.com studios for another Drew and Mike show for Thursday or Valentine's Day.
Hey. Oh.
A little survey that might help you with Valentine's Day. Speaking of, not to mention Elric is coming by in about 20 minutes. And Clayton Patterson, the amazing Clayton Patterson, the Instagram influencer, with all those nude pictures of his buff 60-year-old new self.
Yeah. It's like he's born again. He's born again homo.
He is.
Good for him.
Dudes are digging him so much on Instagram. It's so intense. And this guy was married, had kids, and he realized that he was into dudes. Got divorced, and now he is a pinup man.
Yeah.
Almost a pinup senior citizen. Very hot.
So weird. He loves him himself.
He's enjoying it. He's really enjoying it. So, meanwhile, Facebook, we're going to have with ML. And Facebook is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th with 150 of the world's most premium tequilas on hand, ready for your immediate consumption. And then Margarita Mondays with $4 fresh squeezed margaritas, $13 all-you-can-eat taco Tuesdays, open mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria, Trivia Thursday, where you can win cash and fabulous prizes, plus an amazing Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and get the Drew and Mike discount. Get 10% off your meal on the spot. It's Taco Tuesday. So there. Meanwhile, I was looking at the teaser for Good Morning America as Jesse Smollett is being interviewed by Robin, who I'm sure will be very tough on him.
Well, she's, you know, hard-hitting.
Always. And I'm sure she wasn't chosen. It's probably a coincidence that she's doing the interview. And I wonder how much they'll get into the insufficient call log. By the way, how many phone calls does a 34-year-old dude make between midnight and 2 a.m.? Are there lots of phone calls in there?
He's on Los Angeles time because he just flew in.
Do 34-year-olds talk on the phone that much?
I don't know. Brandon, you're the resident 34-year-old.
Sometimes. I don't know.
Really?
Depends.
Because I don't like talking on the phone. Now that I can text, it's so much easier.
Oh, I know. It's gross. Who wants to talk to anyone?
But I got some buddies who just don't like to text, so they'd rather just call you up.
34-year-olds?
What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Really? Well, apparently he's talking to so many important people between midnight and 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. that he had to redact a lot, and they considered the logs he provided to be insufficient. And, you know, it's interesting. Why are the drops so low?
I don't know. There's something wrong with my computer, so I guess I'm out of audio commission today.
Yeah. Ooh.
Everything's cranked over here.
Hmm. What's up with the board today?
It's not the board. It's my computer.
Okay. Well, you know how the media tends to report on Twitter outrage?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of Twitter, hashtag hoax, Jesse, stuff like that. And for some reason, media's not really reporting on how many people seem to think this is a hoax, and it seems like a lot of people. But everybody I talk to, anyway, is sort of furrowing their brow at the story.
Is the media reporting on the story at all outside of Robin Roberts, or is the story just kind of done and dead in their minds?
Yeah, there was a little bit about the insufficient phone records yesterday. That was pretty heavily reported, but they always point out that the police believe he's a victim, and they really don't seem to, the New York Post story, New York Post said they talked to neighbors who just flat out don't believe it.
Yeah.
But I didn't really hear a lot of follow-up on that.
So what angle is Good Morning America going to take?
Oh, victim, I'm sure. He cries. In the promo, he cries. He sobs.
Look,
sobs.
We don't like Robin at all, but that. But if she doesn't question him about some of the sensational details that they provided or some of the inaccuracies, then frankly, she needs to be boycotted off of GMA.
There's nothing to really report because
they
haven't found anything except for the bottle, which the police are really kind of curious about. Like, how is that bottle there all of a sudden with the bleach or whatever the thing smells like bleach?
The bottle's a red herring. It boils down to
weird.
It's not on video anywhere. period.
So far.
Clear day period.
But yeah, just
period.
I shouldn't say anything. I shouldn't say it after I say a million things. I shouldn't say anything. Somebody might be Justining in.
Well, not anymore.
Trudy was doubling her paycheck at the casino because it's Joe's birthday.
Yeah.
Good mom taking her son to the casino on his birthday.
I know, right?
Absolutely.
Sorry, yes. Night traffic was terrible.
You guys made a fatal error, though, because Joe said that you were debating whether or not to take your stuff with you down there.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Whenever you go to a casino, you got to take everything because it's a time warp.
It is, yeah.
Sucked in.
And there are a couple of times I'm like, okay, we should go.
Well, not when you're winning.
How much paycheck doubling went on?
Oh, I reversed.
Oh, you minimized your paycheck?
Undoubled it, yes.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to win $600.
Only $40. So I'm not that aggressive at craps.
You're such a risk taker table. With money. I'm surprised. And Joe made a few bucks?
Yeah.
Hey, sweet. Happy birthday.
Scored a little bit.
All right.
And there's also it's that fantastic buffet.
Buffet.
Well, then you came out ahead.
Yeah.
Buffet.
How's
it? Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
How was the crowd down there?
Light. It was
light.
Very quiet at the casino.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone's lost all their money?
Bad weather.
Well, it's just the crowd.
Oh, that's true.
Tesla tonight, by the way. I wonder how that'll do.
Yeah. Which casino? You were at Motor City.
Motor City.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I really haven't spent a lot of time in Motor City. I need to start doubling my paycheck again. I just haven't been there in a while. I haven't been in any of them
again.
In a while. Absolutely. Just like the good old paycheck doubling days.
You know what the great thing is? When it's light like that.
I like it when it's light.
The craps table is so complex to me. I don't understand anything going on there. And so I always play it really safe. And the guys around me were helping me out a little bit.
Oh, they always
will. You put it on 11 and you put that on the sun or the fire or whatever it is.
What? I don't know why all girls wouldn't be attracted to the craps table because they love girls to roll the dice and bless the dice. And it's kind of a...
It's a high machismo card game.
Craps, that's your best odds.
Yeah.
Craps.
Yeah.
Blackjack is second, I think.
What about Pai Gow?
I don't know.
The game nobody other than Darren McCarty plays. He's the only guy I've ever known to play Pai Gow.
Darren likes...
Isn't that what... Or maybe, I think
it, too.
Oh, maybe it's not Pai Gow. What's it called?
I think it is Pai Gow, but...
Wait, what is that game? I can't believe
it's
I can't
like Asians and Darren McCarty play that game. Whatever it is.
We played a game once for quite a while.
Wow, I have an extra $250 in my paycheck.
My audio works.
There you go. Oh, by the way, it's funny... All the people going back to Twitter. This is why Twitter is such a disaster. People complaining. And this is reported on. This has become a story. People going, I got less refund this year. And that doesn't mean you paid more taxes.
No,
your refund has nothing to do with how much taxes you paid. It's, in other words,
you gave them too much.
Too much if you got a refund. And many people, apparently, when the tax code changed, they got less taken out. They got bigger paychecks, less taken out. So, therefore, they got more of their own money.
That's where this came from.
An extra $250 in my paycheck.
Yeah. So, you got that. If you get that all year, then, you're not going to do as well in April. And you can adjust. You can make your refund as big as you want.
If you want to.
You can pay more taxes during the year.
I think it's just people are surprised because they're used to getting money back.
Yeah.
It's one thing to get like a lump of what? $3,000 as opposed to an extra $250 in my paycheck.
But to report that 80% of people are getting smaller refunds, that's not really a story.
Well, it wasn't.
Well, it is. It shows, but
wasn't the Today Show.
Well, the fault is on those people.
Well, but you're unable to write off a lot of stuff now, though, right?
Well, that's true. But at the end of the story, they revealed that 80% of people are paying less taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So the refund, again, it has nothing to do with it. So here we have another... hashtag never didn't get a refund, and there were a bunch of hashtags. And it's
a good thing. You don't want a refund.
No, you don't. But some people do because they can't save money. So, I understand why they're upset. I do.
Do you think...
well, I think it's a surprise.
By the time they got done explaining why all that was happening, people were dreamweavered, and they'll just be
fully
left with, but I
didn't get as big a refund.
And that's the moral of that story.
I lost money.
That's the moral of that story.
I know. Well, I was impressed, actually, that they sort of corrected the story as best they could, but they went a long way
through
some Twitter morons.
The other kind of weird and sort of unsettling is that people, more people are three payments behind on their cars.
Oh, that's a big problem.
See that?
Yeah. You know, there then, apparently is an awaiting ordeal with auto loans. I've been hearing
subprime.
That for a while. Yeah. Now, that's not as serious as the housing, which we went through in 2009. Thank God.
Well, the loans aren't as big.
But it does sound like there's something coming there.
They had some financial expert on WWJ saying, it's all right. There are just more car loans than there used to be. So that's why.
Yeah, I'm kind of fascinated by cars and car sales. Of course, it means a lot to us. Yeah. But it sounds like people keep cars longer than they used to. There's a lot of people driving 10, 11-year-old cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, then you get into the whole conversation of, gee, are we too good at making it? Is our quality too high? People want to keep cars too long. We need them to turn it over and get a new one.
Yeah, planned obsolescence.
But at the same time, if you're keeping a car a long time, you should be saving money because you don't have a payment for 6, 7 years. So that's a good thing.
It should be.
For other parts of the economy. By the way, there was a...
The total auto loan debt in America is $584 billion.
A lot of cars.
Yeah.
A lot of cars. You know, I wonder what that
well,
is
I mean, that's
per,
the total
per driver.
Debt. That's the total debt load, though.
Yeah. There was a survey today on, let's see, Gallup had a survey that showed Trump, and I was surprised by this because we just had the government shutdown, which, I mean, honestly, I was so pissed, and I think a lot of people were pissed. He went up 7 points from the State of the Union.
That's right.
I'm not surprised.
It's a lot.
That band director thing when he was directing Happy Birthday.
I guess I forget about all the people, you know, who are just sort of not paying attention. It seems like everyone's paying attention, and they're not, really.
Yeah.
Although
yeah,
the shutdown was a big story.
State of the Union's always a positive thing. It's the union's just, good. This is what's going forward.
I never think of Trump as a person with a fluid rating. I always think of him as someone who has his people and only his people and not new people coming to the party.
Oh, yeah.
But he's up to 44% with Gallup, which is 1 point below his highest. Hmm. And then Rasmussen, you know, this was interesting, too, because, you know, you see these different polls. Gallup polls 1,000 people. 1,000, and all this attention. I mean, this is a big story today. 44% approval. 1,000, you know, 1,000 people. That's all it takes to. Anyway,
yeah.
Rasmussen polls 1,500 likely voters. That's the poll Trump likes. He's always higher in Rasmussen. In Rasmussen, he's at 50.
Just remember that.
It also depends where those people come from.
Well, I mean, I'm really not a big fan of polls myself, but it's just shocking to see the number so low. And then Rasmussen says, hey, we polled 1,500. I mean, what do you think Gallup could afford to poll 500 more people?
Just to keep
up. All the
up.
Attention they get? But Rasmussen polls 1,500 likely voters, not just people. And they say Trump is at 52%. Meanwhile, Congress is at 21%, holding steady. 21%.
Wow.
Boy, you'd think that maybe they'd be thinking about ways to make that better.
Pick up their game?
Yeah. I guess the shutdown didn't help anyone.
No.
They said in this new deal, though, he's getting less for his fence or wall or whatever than they would have gotten in the December deal.
Yeah.
Well...
Why is he signing it?
He had no leg to stand on. Because we can shut the government down again?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he would.
I don't.
His polls are high. Why not?
Do the emergency. You can just do the emergency.
I don't know.
Wait.
Time out. Ted Cruz says, take the El Chapo money and build the wall.
$14 billion. Oh, brilliant.
Why not?
Why not? Then Mexico pays for it. Then his campaign promise comes totally true.
Wait, what's the El Chapo?
It's a win-win.
Was that a fine? I don't know. What is the El Chapo money?
El Chapo
genius,
is...
Genius!
They haven't found it yet, though, have they?
No, they haven't found a dime of it.
Well, what? Then, yes, 14... then it doesn't exist.
Well, no, it absolutely
exists. It's a scavenger
exists.
Hunt.
Yeah.
Good luck finding it. What, is this civil forfeiture?
Yeah, of course. And he made that money by transporting drugs over our border. So we're entitled to that money. Plus, it makes everything come true.
Well, why not just legalize drugs and tax them, and we'll pay for the wall that way?
Because that money is old money. And he's in jail, and he's a bad person. And he
treasure hunt is more fun, too.
I think he should pay for the wall because he's the one who exposed how weak the border is.
Yeah,
so it's El Chapo's. I think it's on him to build the wall.
Even though most of those came through ports of entry.
Which, by the way, every time I hear that, the drugs come through ports of entry, I'm like, what's going on at the ports of entry? I mean, that's, we're actually examining people, and we're just letting the, we just let the drugs in, other
well,
words.
Well, yeah, those lines are so long. Yeah.
You got a lot of drugs? Yeah, come on through.
Doesn't that bother people?
It's really funny when people argue about the wall. And again, I don't really care if there's a wall or not a wall. It just is not something that consumes me. The story has been going on. It's been so big. He ran on it, which is so strange to me. But anyway, people say, terrorists all come in on airplanes and all the drugs come through the ports. I'm like, well, but that sounds really weird that we let the terrorists fly in and they come through customs and the drugs come through the port of entry. And I go, okay, lots of drugs. Go on. Come on through.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't that create another story in itself?
Yeah, I'd rather spend the money. I'd rather,
we
rather
let
spend
these
the money
in.
On
people
that.
People don't sneak in. They come in because we let them in.
Don't they come through like in a big shipping container on a cargo ship or something akin to that?
I think
though?
They come in
in somebody's butt.
Yeah,
I guess someone's so.
Butt. Get out of here.
How can there be so much drug trafficking through people's butts?
There's a family of five.
I don't think people's butts are a big part of this.
Not.
But it just, you know, okay, it's just entirely separate subject. It just seems to me when you're saying, they come in through ports of entry, terrorists come in on planes. Like, but why do we let them in on planes, and why do we let the drugs in through ports of entry? You'd think that would create another story where people go, gee, why do we let all the drugs in, and why do we let all the terrorists in?
That's the point. You want to spend money on that to stop.
No one's. I've never heard anyone say that. I've never heard that said. Just a point. I just think it's funny when that conversation comes up because it always goes that way.
Yeah.
It's like, but no one ever says, but why do all the drugs? So we let the drugs in. So why? We're not really fighting the drugs.
Well, we are. You know why, though? Because you have all these trucks, all this commerce. You can't search every single one the best you can. You just got to stop what you can.
They bring in crime. Well, just saying,
it just sounds funny when people say, they come in on planes and they come through ports of entry. Like, it's just the most normal thing in the world.
I always get sweaty when I pass that beagle at the other end of the escalator when you come into the country.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Standing down there looking really cute, and I'm like, oh, smell what I've
been
up to.
He's smelling for bombs, isn't he?
Smelling what I've been up to.
I always wonder, like, can dogs smell for, like, bombs and drugs?
I don't think so.
Are they
just sniffing for bombs, or are they
training
for
all
drugs?
We've been training too many bomb dogs in the last few years, and there's not enough drug dogs. And by the way,
well, I feel bad for the weed dogs. They're all getting put out of commission now.
They retire.
I'm absolutely outraged that Gabby did not win the dog show. Gabby the Papillon, who kicked ass, who just raced. No dog has ever gone faster. No dog has ever exhilarated people the way Gabby the Papillon did.
Racist. They're racist against Papillons.
What? And the dog that won
is that dog.
Fucking gross.
It's a stupid dog.
It looks so dumb. How could that dog win?
It's former people have won 15 different times. It's like the Tom Brady.
Exactly. And you know what I told Drew?
Something's rigged because Gabby captured the nation.
Yes, Gabby.
Everyone loves
Gabby. Yeah, Gabby's
not
adorable.
Not only do you know somebody, but do you know anybody that knows anybody that owns a wire fox terrier? No, because the dog sucks and it's ugly. It never should have won. And it always wins. Why does it always win?
Look at that dog. Brandon, can you put Gabby
up?
Can we get the camera on this?
It's cuter without that grooming because I had a friend who had one.
Oh, so you're the only person I know that knows someone that has
look
one.
At Gabby. Look at Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Her ears flying back.
Hi, Gabby.
Layla's at the top of the stairs, by the way. Looking very forlorn.
Wagging their tails, though.
Look at when Gabby went through the slalom. It was the most incredible thing.
She looks just like Layla.
She does.
She's
Gabby!
Very
Gabby!
She's very photogenic.
She's great. Oh, look at that ugly dog that won.
Ugh.
Nice face.
Why isn't there outrage over this? There's outrage over so many
things.
Nice
wiener, too. Look at that
dog's
wiener.
Not about Gabby.
Yeah, their wiener's
that dog,
on the show.
That dog shaved his wiener, look.
I think that dog has Me Too'd other dogs.
Let's see your penis.
How hardy is that he won? Gross. Nice ego dog.
He doesn't have a red rocket.
Ellerick is coming in here shortly.
It's the only dog that's ever shaved its pubes. Look at it. I can't stop looking at it now. Ugh.
We're getting close to Ellerick time, so I better remind you. Very
cleaner anymore.
People keep telling us how much they love Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, where they go above and beyond for their customers. Maz got a bird dog over there. Jeff Schneider and Thad Zot, the owner, go the extra mile. They love to work things out with you. If you go in there after going other places, they would love to work out a deal. So if you have to go somewhere else, please give them your last shot at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And you can ask for Jeff Schneider, Thad Zot. I don't know if Thad's quite as available. He's the owner. But they would love to work with you directly. And during their 19 Auto Show event. You can lease the truck of the year, a new 19 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab for $169 a month, and that will double your Auto Show bonus cash. Because they do that, you can lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited for $199 a month, and there's awesome Auto Show deals on Wrangler at Zot. With employee pricing for everyone, and all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. No discount number needed. Show and get employee price on a brand new Wrangler. Only deals in the D.com. And Dr. Yaldo would like you to know that we love our sponsors who support us. Well, we want you to know that. We love our sponsors. And we're pleased when you support them to complete the circle. 50 of our listeners trusted their vision of Dr. Yaldo, and we're thrilled with the results of their surgery. Robert decided to go LASIK was the best decision I've ever made. How many people have said that? Many. Lenora, without glasses, all she saw were blobs of color. She thought she was looking at tattoos all the time. But, she was just seeing blobs of color. No more dried-out contacts, no smudged-up lenses, and, of course, we could read so many more. Custom LASIK, multifocal implants for people 50-plus are life-changing. No one in Michigan has done more of each than Dr. Yaldo. Freedom, lifestyle, convenience, reading tiny type. See Dr. Yaldo. The evaluation is free. Then the discount, the Drew and Mike discount. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center. And 1988, that's how long Adam has been helping dudes with divorce, which is, you know, you hope that nobody ever needs Adam, but people are going to. The American Divorce Association for Men would like to help you if you get home from work and you wish you were still at work because a failing marriage can be very stressful.
Oh,
I think that's not hard to understand. There are advantages to being the spouse to file for divorce first. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, and uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. Call Adam at 248-284-4280. 248-284-4280.
I just got a text from him. He is 10 minutes behind.
Is the weather a factor?
Yeah.
Boy, the roads have been really just brutal. How bad was your drive, Trudy?
It's pretty melted by now.
It is?
But when it gets cold tonight, it's going to be pretty icy. So.
You don't have your snow pants on.
I know.
That's why I was worried when you were late. I thought, was she in her snow pants?
I'm in the ditch. Out with my snow pants.
Oh, boy. Brandon sent me, you know, I should cover a couple things real quick. The state of the state last night, Gretchen Whitmer's first, and we found out that she has a big rack.
Yeah, looks
good.
She
wore a tight dress to point it out. She's proud of it. Was there, I think there was camel.
Maybe.
She's wearing a dress.
Do you know how much these dresses? She was behind a podium, though, wasn't she?
She's a podium fox.
Oh. I love that term.
What, anything fox?
Yeah. Well, felon.
Well, car fox is the original.
Well, there's also, what was the one about
yesterday
felons?
We did mugshot fox.
Mugshot foxes. Yeah, there are definitely mugshot foxes. Yeah. I've seen that on Love After Lockup, big time. And then Mario and Pemba. Lands a job with the Red Sox?
Wow.
How did he
do
that?
Hi, Mario.
That's great. But I thought they were doing the thing where they were making it like a talk show. Is that, or maybe that's only for TV. Is he doing radio or TV?
He's doing radio.
Okay. Well, that's
me,
Mario.
That's a bit of a downgrade.
How many games did they say it was going to be?
50 to 60.
Yeah.
Including the Detroit preseason game or spring training game.
Ooh.
Is Rod going to be there?
Doing?
Is Rod going to be there?
Rod showed up and just kicked his ass.
I gets arrested.
Just hear this big punch sound effect on the broadcast.
And a chair flying through, comes flying out of the press box onto the field.
Oh.
He is.
The chair.
Tried to get Mario on. He's not available yet.
Okay.
So we'll see. And then when I asked Maz to reach out to him, Maz goes, "Thought it's not a sports podcast."
Ooh.
And I said, no, we want to talk about the incident, not about the baseball team.
Maz is enforcing the not a sports podcast.
He's just
it's a big stands up, it's Owen, it's not a sports podcast.
Oh, okay.
Great highlight.
Wow. It would have been a great highlight, but it's not a sports podcast. I wonder what Mario's getting paid for this, because he was making $500,000 with the
money,
Tigers.
Yeah.
Pretty good money.
That's a big market.
Good for him.
World Series winning team.
It is. No, it's a big. It's a good job. It's a great bounce.
Hi,
from
Mario.
What
More exciting team to follow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, doing the Tigers this next couple
would be
years.
Painful.
Jeez.
Yeah, but the hat isn't as good.
That's pretty good B.
It's a well-known
logo.
Right,
it's a sock.
Not as cool as...
Nah. It's the old English D.
No. Very few are. So, okay. So there's that. Let's see. Did the Trump poll. You know, I really wanted to get into Brandon's story that he sent me about the are tattoos uncool?
Oh. Well,
and the point being that so many people have tattoos, and I say this a lot about when something is around too long, because it's I never dreamed tattoos would last this long. I thought, oh, Dennis Rodman, yeah, a lot of people copying him and a few other people, and if anything will pass, it'll be tattoos. Right. But no.
Is that like, they're so ubiquitous now, everybody seems to have one. Is that like saying boobs are out?
No, 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 no. We have a lot more history with boobs. plus, I don't think your attraction...
Why come you don't have a tattoo?
If you like or dislike boobs, I guess there are those people. I don't think your opinion changes when you're 25 or you're 40.
Well, maybe.
I don't like boobs anymore.
Those boobs are not really optional. I mean, a tattoo is something you go out there and contract to
get. It's like a shirt.
It's just
then.
Come.
Like a blue shirt. Remember when blue shirts were all the rage?
Oh, yeah.
Gold ties.
Well, that's just it. When with tattoos, and there were some interesting stats in the story, 39% of adults regret their tattoos. 39%, that's a lot. And the story, which is in The Guardian, by the way, they said there's a 440% increase in revenues from tattoo removal in the last decade.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dr. Roche.
Yeah, Dr. Roche, they have done a lot. They have removed tattoos from a guy who was covered. Have you seen that guy?
No.
He's in there. He's in the office a lot.
He's in the book. Oh. In the
He's busy.
And every time he looks dramatically different.
Well, you know, you could see there was a definite progression, you know, where they were lighter, 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 gone, new part of the body. And he modeled his tattoos or his lack of tattoos one day. And, of course, then he showed me, well, I've still got these.
Wait, what do you mean he modeled them? Like you were just there and he came down a runway?
He was in the office. He was showing off his arms, which are tattoo-free. Oh, okay. And I said, wow, that's great. And they said, well, you know, I still got these and these and these. So, but 39%. And I wonder how many people that have, you know, 10, 12 tattoos, which seems like a lot of people. I wonder how many regret, you know, maybe four of them. Because I don't see that many tattoos where I go, wow, that's really cool. I mean, I see green blobs, so I'm not a good person.
Well, Bentley has like, what, 1,500, and he loves them all.
Does he love them all?
I think so. I'll text him. He, you know what he texted me earlier?
What?
Hey, by the
Hi,
way.
Jim. Thank you.
Remember Rasputin's penis? Google image that. Because we were talking, you were talking about image or penises.
We got an email from Mitch about the same thing because we.
Look at the picture of it.
We totally forgot about this donger. And Jim being preserved.
He writes, looks like they got the whole root, too. Yuck.
The root.
Have you seen the picture?
Oh, my God.
Is it a photograph?
Right here.
Yeah, there it is. Right here. There's Rasputin's penis.
Look at that woman.
Look at that. Get away from
close.
It, lady.
Wow. They did get the whole root.
Wait, ew. What is it? God.
It's the root. It's the base.
It doesn't have a root? It has a root?
Can the root be moved outside the body?
Well, you can remove a ligament. So.
Let's see your penis.
It's like pulling a carrot.
That's really, when we got into all that business, it was so funny. You clip the ligament and let 2 inches out, but some people, it goes back in further. Or the guys we interviewed did, two cousins went to get their penis enlarged, which we thought was like, what?
The weirdest.
Well, you just had a Thanksgiving and you bond on your small penises and, hey, let's go get the ligament cut and get bigger.
Seems like one, high risk, one, very low reward.
Did one look bigger and the other one went the other direction? Or
no, they both lost.
Oh, they both.
Yeah, they did. And
the recessive gene.
They were told to attach weights to it every night. It was a horrible
story. Oh, we should do that
story.
Anyway.
It was just an awful story. It's kind of sad. We disguised their voices on the air.
Whose dick is that in a jar?
That's Rasputin.
Oh, it's a different angle?
Yeah.
Wait, Rasputin was circled?
Looks like it. I don't know.
Apparently.
Look at this one pube.
One pube, long pube. Yeah,
it's like a 4-inch pube.
Knock it off, Rasputin.
It's preserved.
Well, I don't know how we got from tattoos to Rasputin.
Bentley. I texted him, by the way, to see if he regrets any of his tattoos.
There were two events recently which... this author was saying got a lot of attention. One of them was Adam Levine taking his shirt off because there was a lot of people making fun of his tattoos. Yeah. There were a lot of memes. You know, the California people.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy that was people putting their state across their magic marker? And you know, the bro tattoo, yeah, using his nipple as the O. It's like, would that be funny for about 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do people think about the fact that they have to have them forever when they get them? Because most people get them when they're real young. So that's why I have a commitment problem anyway.
Right. Yeah, I would not be able to commit to the same image.
Jim wrote, "Of course I don't. Most of my shitty ones are on my legs. I probably tell people which ones suck. So it's a pride that he hates them. He doesn't regret them. They're mistakes."
He's proud of his mistakes?
He learned from his mistakes.
Why do they have to be on your body every day?
So that said, I would remove one, but there's one I have no problem going over. And he sent me a picture of it.
Oh, this is a little more.
It's a mushroom.
That is so deep.
It's a mushroom thing, mushroom. But I'm laughing because he writes, "If you can't tell, I just took that picture now because I'm on the shitter. It's supposed to be a boxing dude squashing a spider."
Would you please tell Jim he's being so deep by wanting his mistakes to stay on his body?
Oh my God, he's so deep.
People get their first tattoos 15, 16, 17, 18. You're not supposed to be able to, and some people do without permission somehow. And, you know, are you in a good place in life to decide what should be permanently in your body?
Yeah, really impulsive, maybe. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but now that it's easy to remove them or easier to remove them than before, then why not?
Do you regret yours? I'm not doing it to bring it up to bum you out.
One.
Sometimes, but ultimately, it's my name. It's something I'll have forever, so I don't care about
that. Yeah, and you don't see it. Yeah.
I don't see it. No, in fact, I always forget that I have it.
Until some asshole reminds you.
That's a safe place to have it. You don't have to look at it.
Yeah, but then other people can see it. They remind me frequently.
You know what the story mentioned, too, was some of the trends that looked... Hey, Layla! Like the...
Abby doesn't work.
The tramp stamps.
Yeah!
You know, which people thought were cool for about, I don't know how long. Barbed wire.
And lovers, I know some barbed wire people.
Tribal.
Lovers' names.
In the family.
And isn't it sort of like bell bottoms or members only jackets?
Yeah.
You know, and you get the tattoo of the moment, and then it's like, oh God, so cliche because too many people have it.
Yeah, but you.
But it's there forever.
I'm the members only to the Salvation Army, and this is on your skin.
Remember Marasso's Michelle, who, by the way, should be due any day, but she's got a tramp stamp, and they both hate it. I love it. So funny. Jim replied to your last one about him being so deep. He goes, "I use it as a teaching tool for others."
Teachable moment. I believe Jim has complained that his son is drawing on his skin quite frequently.
Cool.
They're very interested in his tattoos.
Baby's first tat.
And, you know, maybe, I'm really honestly discussing this, are tattoos becoming uncool? Because it doesn't seem like they are. It seems like people are getting them as much as ever. I mean, there's tattoo stores all over, shops, whatever.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
No, I can't imagine that you'd have that much disposable income.
The income, the money in the business is gigantic. That's why you'll find blocks with three shops. You know, in certain places like Venice Beach or somewhere, there's just tons of people doing this and making lots of money. But does it lose a little bit of its appeal when it doesn't outrage your parents? Because how outraged can you be? If you've got a 5-year-old right now or a 10-year-old and got six tattoos, how outraged can you be when your 17-year-old comes home with a dumb tattoo?
No, you can't.
I told you when Charlotte comes home with hers, which I know, just know she will someday, I'm just going to sit there and laugh at it. It's not going to be outraged. Really?
Will
really?
Julie laugh?
Oh, no. No.
You might not want to laugh.
She's got a small tattoo.
Yeah, Julie's got a couple. Tattoos.
Trudy, you don't have any?
No.
What? What?
None.
Why don't you get one?
Why
don't you get one with Zeus's name on it?
Which one? Which name should I put on?
Well, Joey.
No, I just I never thought of anything that I really wanted permanently on.
That's my problem.
So, yeah. Thank you.
The only thing I think of is like Hokies, Beatles, and then I go, that's so cliche.
Oh, I got it. A microphone on your bicep. With the cord going down your arm.
That's so cliche.
What? How about a little barbecue grill on your hand?
Yeah.
Breaking news, by the way. Pete Davidson got another Ariana Grande tattoo changed.
Oh, good for him.
It was in the Post today.
Well, see, this can all work out. Well, Trudy, you want to pull up the Dr. Roche Valentine's Day?
Her,
love her.
Sure.
Whatever her special. And I'll mention the Zot Ford and Holly is doing their Key for Key event again. Exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2018 or 19 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment, and they'll assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease, no matter what you owe. It's a straight fob-for-fob exchange. Give them the keys or fob to your old POS mobile, and Zot Ford will provide you with a key or fob to your brand-new Ford. Plus, Zot Ford will make your first month's payment. No hassles, no gimmicks, no pressure. And if you don't want to buy a car from Mass, there's plenty of other people there. Other people seem to be doing fine with Mass.
Yeah.
Seem to be. Luke Nowacki, meanwhile, is, he's helping people with their financial future, whether it's planning for retirement or for your kids' college, or you got a 401k. Thing doesn't seem to be going up too much. Why don't you call Luke, and he and his team will take a look at it, and maybe you want to make some changes. 248-663-4748. They'll fix it fast. Security Investment Advisory Service off through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates. And what is going on with Dr. Roche for Valentine's
Day? It's a really good time, too, to tweak whatever you got going on because of the tax thing that took you by surprise.
Get a bunch of tweakers over there.
You can tweak your face with Botox, Dysport, Juvederm, and Restylane. It can make you look years younger, remove wrinkles, and create a contoured look. That is the I Like You package, one of three packages that Dr. Roche and his wonderful staff have going right now, the I Love You package. They suggest you bring the passion back into your relationship with Diva Vaginal Rejuvenation, G-Shot, and Broadband Light Treatment. So, you know, like makes that face look fresher and everything else is fresher, too. Or the I Really Love You package if you want to explore the ultimate makeover, HD liposuction, body tights, and Zerona that helps create a brand new you. And if you're thinking about getting to some warm place where you want to take stuff off and be in a bikini, it'd be good to have all that stuff going on. But you can get started. Contact them today, 248-338-1110 or droche.com.
Or boobs.
Or
boobs.
I forgot to mention boobs.
Always boobs.
I gotta forget boobs.
Well, they do a lot of boobs.
You can have them lifted, even if they're not that far. You don't want to let them go too far before you want to like bring them up a little, put a little more spring into them. You could do that with body tight.
Put fat in there too. If you don't need to do anything dramatic, but maybe you want to do body tight on them and a little fat, you can maybe raise them up a little bit.
Jeez, I got a little chub.
ML Elric is in the house. Hey, ML.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Good to see you. Eddie, you have any tats?
No, I was just wondering, with Joey and his wife are sick of the tramp stamp. How does she see the tramp stamp?
Maybe he reminds her.
They have a mirror on the ceiling?
When they watch the videos that they make?
That's an old East Side move there.
Oh, no.
Chicks are always craning around.
That's an East Side move?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What our butts look like
in
the mirror.
You see those mirrors every once in a while on the ceiling. And they have the little gold etching in them. I don't know what people thought that really
it's classy.
It antiques
it. Gold equals class.
You know, as an East Sider, can you tell us what defines an East Sider versus people like us who are either in the middle or on the west side? What are East Siders known for?
You go to bed with the soothing sounds of gunshots. Here you have people doing Botox shots. That's the difference between the East Side and the West Side.
That's very good.
Oh,
you're so quick on your feet.
I'm trying to feel the room here. I think I may be back here. I like this place.
I think East Siders. Well, I tend to think of not just Detroit as being East Side, but there's a lot of partiers on the East Side. East Siders are a lot of fun, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah.
They like to get together. I think of Paul Kirk and the Hangmen at the Lions game with 20 guys just drinking up a storm and going into the ball game every Sunday.
Well, if you're on the East Side, you have a boat, first of all.
Yep.
So you know you like to party.
That's true. Yeah.
Go that Islands on the East difference. Side, kind of.
Manoogian Mansions on the East Side.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that Detroit element. What have you been working on at Fox 2 lately?
Oh, we got a good story involving some secret recordings and some negotiations that people will be surprised to hear were going on. But we think we're going to let that one out on Monday, so maybe we'll talk to you about that. And
no, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by Adobe Cellaflare.
Yeah, the person can obviously say it's Adobe Cellaflare.
Yeah, in this case, the individuals who I'm dealing with all confirm that it is them.
Okay.
So there's no dispute as to the authenticity of these recordings, but it's the things they're discussing and the people who are discussing them that I think people are going to find pretty fascinating.
Hmm.
Well, speaking of recording and people talking, I know you listen to the Kwame podcast
Crimetown.
Crimetown.
Yes.
Because we talked about the picture you sent, and I think you also tweeted it out, which made us laugh.
Yeah.
What's your overall take on hearing him talk about the affair?
Well, it really makes me want to get my podcast on the Kwame Kilpatrick affair done because they basically
I would binge listen to that, by the way.
Well, and I think it's going to happen at some point. I think it's going to happen. I just have a few irons in the fire I have to get hammered out first. But
you piece of garbage.
When I listen to the Crimetown podcast, which is very good, and Jim Schaefer and I both participated in it, and there's some interesting new information in it. But for the most part, it provided the public with a fresh new set of lies from Kwame Kilpatrick, which we haven't had for a while. So it's kind of nice to restock.
What else besides, you know, he said on election night he was looking out at the river, which, as you pointed out, from the building he was in, you couldn't look at the river.
Yeah.
But what else?
It wasn't election night, but it's when he was tearing down their campaign headquarters. Oh, yeah, first of all,
he didn't tear it down.
Up. How many people think Kwame Kilpatrick stays late to clean the office?
None.
Yeah. You know,
none.
Hell yeah.
Maybe
she didn't
throw
either.
Rubbers out, but not to clean the office.
Ew.
You know.
He doesn't use rubbers.
Just like magnums. That's what he said.
Okay. Any other lies that just jumped out of the podcast?
Well, I thought it was very interesting when Christine Beatty was talking about, you know, oh, we knew that a whole navigator was stupid. Why'd the first lady need a navigator? My thinking in that one is that at the time she thought we can have whatever the hell we want, and now that she's jilted, she thinks, you know, yeah, that first lady's a real, you know, biatch. And it's like, well, I don't know. I think
it's interesting too that they're divorced now, and so all of a sudden he's free to
Talk about it.
Did he say anything about the navigator?
He just said, you know, we mishandled that. But again, he gave the same, we all mishandled. It's like, no, Mr. Mayor, you mishandled it because everybody in the administration knew you were lying. And in fact, I told the mayor's press secretary at the time, I said, you know, if this navigator's out there, you know we're going to find it because you guys have hid stuff before we found it. So you should come clean. He said, I understand. I've checked. I'm told we don't have it. I said, well, if we find it, we're going to stick it up your ass. And he said, I know, so I'm looking, but they tell me we don't have one. And, of course, we found it, and we stuck it. In fact, I think he probably has the front bumper and the roof of his mouth. We put it so far up their ass.
Well, just to review, he had a one-year lease for a navigator for $24,495. And if it was under $25,000, it wouldn't be made public, I believe. Was that the story?
So basically,
it was a horrible lease. It was way too expensive lease for the car. That should have been a two-year lease for something like $26,000.
Definitely not a Zot lease, I understand.
No.
I understand they're very good.
Yeah, no commission waived on that one.
Definitely not a turdmobile on the lot. But unless you brought it in which case I guess they'll give you, like, what, a flying car or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Apparently.
Whatever you want.
I like that Zot deal. That's all right.
That was such a weaselly thing. It was so obvious. And then of course, when the car was located and the plates were her plates.
Yeah, boy. Right.
Then so it was,
this they never
is the...
thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
Yep,
he was actually somehow able to get out the narrative that this was partially the media's fault.
Remember his first
problem.
Remember one of his first responses when asked about it?
Quit buying prostitutes. You quit buying prostitutes.
That was that story to Steve Wilson. He said that. When all you and the media guys were cheating. Wasn't that it?
No, that was
what?
When...
It's not.
That was when Wilson did a story about public officials, I think, in
Warren. We're buying prostitutes. You two are buying prostitutes.
Going down to the islands and supposedly, you know, hiring prostitutes. I don't know that Wilson really proved that, but the city of Warren decided every time they saw Steve Wilson, they'd have somebody go up to him and say, you know, why are you buying prostitutes? Let's talk about your prostitutes. So it was pretty sketchy. But with the lease on the navigator, what happened was the first lady had already always had a navigator. Once they were in office, they wanted one, and they wanted the city to pay for it because, of course, you know, a free mansion, $175,000 a year, picking up every tab, buying your clothes, all that other shit wasn't
dream
enough.
Car.
So they should have a big ride. And so some cops who worked in the mayor's security detail went to a Ford dealership, not Zot, and said, we've got $25,000. We need a navigator. We need a one-year lease on a navigator. So, well, first of all, we don't do one-year leases. And second of all, $25,000 is way more than it would cost you to lease a navigator.
It's $2,000 a month.
Right. And they just said, well, here's the money we have. Just give us a car.
Right.
So the dealership said,
it's my car. I pay for everything around here, right?
Okay. Well, how about this? We'll give you a two-year lease. How about that? And they're like, we don't care. Just give us the keys. That's the first lady wants it. We got to get the hell out of here. And we saw text messages where the first lady was actually sending notes to the mayor saying, have you got my navvy? Where's my navvy?
Oh, God.
So,
is she really bad? Or is she glad navigators are back now? Because
you know what? She hasn't been heard from for a while. Yeah, but I have a feeling if she's driving anything, it's probably a Uber.
Where do you think she is now?
In a better place. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
I mean, but anyway, the you're right on the crucial point, which is at $24.95, you're $5 under what city council has to approve. So it was, it wasn't the terms of the lease or anything like that. It was the amount of money they were spending that was the key point.
Well, it was it was a 1 year lease, wasn't it?
Well, they wanted a 1 year lease, so they would have paid an exorbitant sum. But even the dealership, and they're in business to make money, say, "Dude, we don't do a 1 year lease, and if we did, it sure as hell wouldn't be for $25,000. So take it for 2 years and get the hell out of here."
That even seems a little high for a navigator back then.
Oh yeah, well I think let's put it this way: the city was laying people off; it was cutting programs.
Yeah,
these jokers go into the car dealership and they don't try and negotiate. Again, remember, Kilpatrick's the guy.
Is she entitled to
a car? Much like Trump, who's the master negotiator. I can make a deal.
Oh yeah,
he didn't even try. He just that money was burning a hole in his zoot suit.
Well, yeah, he was so busted, and I loved how he blamed the media. It's amazing how people do that.
This guy can't negotiate his way out of a paper bag.
But people weren't fooled. So anyway, you are doing Clark Park. You've done this how many years now? Have you guys had the hockey game?
This will be our fifth year.
Is this the hockey game again?
Yes, there's a free winter carnival from noon to 4 at Clark Park, which is just off I-75 in southwest Detroit. I-75 South is open, folks, so you can get there. And that runs from noon to 4, and then at 6 o'clock.
Is this this Saturday?
This Saturday.
Okay.
The 16th. So if you Blue Sweetest Day or Valentine's Day, take your wife or your loved one out to a free event where they can pet a llama. That usually gets you out of trouble, at least in my experience.
At the very least, it'll confuse them.
That's right. It's they're like, this is supposed to be better? And while they're trying to figure it out, you can meet somebody better. But I don't know, maybe not. Or just, you know, get into self-abuse.
Cynical.
But, yeah, but so at 6 o'clock for the first time ever, we're having a women's hockey game. It's women versus women. Yes, hot woman on woman.
Run the weave, run the weave. Come on now.
And then Rattai and I square off at 7:30, and I think I'm going to have the best team I've ever had, which is good because Rattai has pounded me like a gong 3 out of 4 years.
Oof. Ooh, he's 3-1.
He feels no guilt whatsoever about it.
Who have you used to buffet your roster?
Are these
ringers or anybody we would know?
No, it's nobody you would know, but I called upon some friends of mine who have been playing hockey a lot longer than I have to ask some of their friends if they want to play, which is not as easy as it sounds because everybody who plays in the game pays $200 to support the park. So that's the bulk of the fundraising, but they've reached out to some pretty good players. So the goal is if I'm the worst guy on my team, we got a chance to win.
If you can't go, how do you donate?
You can go to patronicity.com. That's patronicity.com. Search for Clark Park. We're trying to raise $4,000 online. We're somewhere around $1,200, so we could really use a
patronicity
boost.
We'll put a link on the yes, notes on our site today.
I know it's tough to go to a podcast that's supported by listener donations and say, hey, can you donate to something else? But why don't you?
Well, they hate us and want to help.
No, we use our equity occasionally if it's the right thing, and Clark Park's been a great thing. And, in fact, how much has Clark Park improved since you guys started doing this thing?
Other than all of my blood on the ice, which they scrape off with their Zamboni, it's doing great. I mean, mainly it's the programming that this supports. You know, they have new lighting in the park, and the park is this huge park where you can walk and picnic and do all these great things. Play baseball. Jack White has supported the baseball fields there because he grew up and played at Clark Park when
he was.
He's
a big baseball fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a pretty good
athlete. Yeah, some at the World Series, I think.
Yeah, he takes his kids skating to open skate there sometimes, so you never know. You may run into Jack White.
He loves running into people, too.
Yeah. Sure, well, not Jason Stolstein. He didn't like
running
into his friggin' face with his fist.
I'm sorry, I was obviously dreamweaving. When I go to Patronicity, what am I looking for?
Clark Park.
Clark Park, okay. Yeah.
And you'll see a little video where we hype the park a little bit, and you'll see there's different donor levels. Oh, we're up to 1,300. We're doing okay.
Patronicity.
So, but it's a really good thing.
Yeah? Well, look at this acting.
Warriors too.
Yeah, that's sorry. You get a little free drama.
Was there a commercial on there?
Yeah, it's
most of the time I'm holding public officials.
Hey, you got a Red Wing nameplate.
Yeah, I was in the fantasy camp 1 year, and I said, "Is this a fantasy camp?" And they said, "If you think you're playing for the Red Wings, it surely is."
You need to bring the guitar lower in the mix.
That's me playing guitar.
You're providing this audio.
Yeah, but it needs to be
using my toe to hold the pick. No, it's not me. I can't.
Crank it up, Brandon.
Every year the Coalition puts on a free winter carnival, and I put on a charity hockey game. But there are great things happening at Clark Park all year round, and it's only possible because of the generosity of people like you.
It's very moving.
Those programs include photography.
You got to play the other video. The other one's better. No offense.
Oh, yeah, no, play the public service. So one of the best things about this game is Rat Tie and I every year do a public service announcement, and I think this year we may have
really good.
We may have topped them all.
Yeah. Really?
You guys are playing chess.
Chess game. Limo through the board. Rock 'em, sock 'em, robots. Maz would be so fired up.
My block off.
Yes.
Connect four.
We'll settle us on the ice.
Love to. Catch the hockey action at the Clark Park Winter Carnival in Southwest Detroit on Saturday, February 16th. The free family fun begins at noon.
It's for the kids.
You piece of garbage. He needed that. That's got to be his stock slogan.
So, no, every year he ends with, it's for the kids. So that's kind of the new Rat Tie line. But we actually did a flipping the board montage that we'll probably put online later, where it's just a series of us throwing these games all over the studio.
Who had to pick it up?
Piece of garbage.
Who's the poor person that had to pick up all those pieces?
You know, I'm talent, so we had people who did that.
Of course.
You want to go right now, Elric?
Very small, grovelly people. No, I picked them up, and so did the photographer and the guy who did the lighting, Bobby Richards, who's a genius with light and magic. He's like the George Lucas of East Point and maybe, you know, nearby communities. He covers a lot of ground. And John Brzezinski was our photographer.
Oh, the Bruiser. So,
yeah,
We get comments on Facebook Live, which you're on, by the way.
Oh, beautiful.
And Jan Webb said he's looking forward to your podcast.
Yes, I am, too.
When When is it?
Well, we were...
Good luck with the podcast.
New comment. Hold on. It's hard to tell who thinks they're hotter, Elric or Rat Tie.
You know, sometimes you get to 20 with two 10s, baby. So I don't know that anybody has to win this one. But
he's always got a comeback.
I felt like we should wait to launch the podcast until Michigan lost to somebody worse than Illinois. Oh.
Come on. Hey, but last time they had a loss that bad, what happened?
Next week. Last time Beilein got tossed from a game.
How about that?
I was delivering newspapers.
That was terrible.
Actually, I wasn't. Newspapers were profitable. That's how long ago it was.
Spartans managed to win at Wisconsin.
They tried not to, but they did in the end. I appreciated that.
How are they? Okay, they lost a key player.
Yes. Yeah.
And survived
that? Arns has been hurt quite a bit. So they've got guys who they count on who are hurt and guys who they count on who aren't going to be back. So, and they have a backup. They have a backup point guard who looks like he's 8.
Is Winston, wait, is he not starting now?
He is
starting. Did he not start for one game?
I think he started.
Who's the guard
Foster
that didn't...
Lawyer got a lot of time a couple games ago. But no, this Michigan State battle is going to be epic, and I think you'll hear us share some thoughts on that.
Oh, that's right.
In the inaugural podcast.
It's the
24th.
They play on March 9th,
they
I think.
They play on the Saturday.
And they could play in the tournament. This is insane. Yeah. Two really good teams,
wish
I think.
Wish they'd both stop losing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, Sparty has 5 losses?
I think we have 5 now. Yeah, because we lost to Louisville, who's looking doesn't look like such a bad loss now, and we lost to Kansas.
How many road football games have you been to? Football games for Michigan.
This season or
well, this
general.
Season you went to a few, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Indiana. I went to Arizona State.
Ooh. Ouch!
That's a cool stadium.
I think that
game
might
suck,
be the only ones. I think I
was the only ones.
I think two. Yeah.
Are you looking to travel more to Sparty road games?
Oh, I'll go to Northwestern because Chicago is always a good
I know.
Time. We both know Chicago.
I mean, like that stadium.
Oh, it's a great. It's like going to see. It's like going to see top notch football at a high school stadium. Everywhere you stand there, you're on top of the play.
Yeah.
And Evanston's just cool. I mean, it's on
Evanston's
the lake.
Evanston is very cool.
It's nice. A lot of sort of douchers who go to Northwestern. But otherwise, it's a very cool spot to see a football game. So I'll go to that game, and we're talking about maybe going to Oregon. I don't know if that's next year or the year after that. Because I haven't been to Oregon before. And
I used to say that's the toughest place to play, Oregon. Like, it's the loudest. That and really? LSU, okay. Yeah.
It's a surprisingly small stadium, too, for such a high-profile program. And I'd like to go to Madison. I'd love to see a game at Camp Randall.
Yeah. So. Absolutely. Okay. You going anywhere? Are you going to go to the Big Ten tournament, or you go to basketball games,
too?
No,
I've got tickets to the Battle at Breslin on March 9th. So, I may have some kind-hearted people who don't mind sitting next to a guy dressed in green who could invite me to Chrysler, but I'll definitely be there March 9th. I got my tickets, and I just booked a hotel room because I'm expecting to, at a minimum,
celebrate?
Like burn an ottoman, you know, if nothing else. Maybe I'll just, you know, ignite a throw pillow if it doesn't go well. But
I'm trying to figure out.
Suffer.
Well, who were you taking a shot at Northwestern? I feel like there was somebody in the back of your mind when you said douches from Northwestern.
Oh, when I graduated from high school, I did a campus tour at Northwestern. I knew I couldn't get in, and I knew I couldn't afford it, but they have a great journalism program. It's Chicago, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the lake.
Acting program, too.
How can you go wrong? And when I had the campus tour, the woman who took us on the campus tour made me – I was just like – you know, I can't wait to get out of Grosse Pointe, and now I'm going to go to a place with chicks like this? I don't think so. So
I thought it was a shot at Jamie Samuelson.
No, I
don't know. That's the only person I know that went there.
Yes, he's the big-headed kid. He's a great guy.
All right. Somebody complimenting my shirt today. Thank you.
Wow. It's fantastic.
Very much.
Oh, hey, I got to compliment the Graham Nash interview yesterday.
Oh, thank you.
He was great. I mean, you guys were terrible. He was fantastic. Yeah.
He was fantastic. But
yeah, and I was not in any way even thinking about that show. And after listening to him, I'm like, you know what? I would go see this 77-year-old fart jam for 2 hours. I really think that he was really cool.
Isn't that amazing? At his age, touring the world?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I just can't get over how many guys are doing that. And even the guys that we love from who are our age, like the Furs. Yeah. Psychedelic Furs are constantly touring.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking about that going, I can't imagine that lifestyle, but I assume they love it. They must.
I saw, now I'm drawing a blank and I'm on the spot. My man from Montreal does all the heroin and smokes a lot. Oh, he sings like this. You know, he just died.
Who's that dude?
Hallelujah.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, Cohen.
Yeah, Leonard Cohen. Yeah. I saw Leonard Cohen at the Fox Theater. He played, and this is like a year before he died, he played for almost 2.5-3 hours, and I turned to my wife. I said, God, I hope he wraps up. And I love Leonard Cohen. I was like, I hope he wraps up soon because I'm beat. And she's like, well, let's just leave. I said, there's no way in hell I'm letting this old junkie outlast me downtown in Detroit. I'm going to stay till the last friggin' song. And we did. And I think it was almost 10 years ago, I went to go see Tony Bennett, and I spent more than I would ever spend to go see Tony Bennett.
No one went to see Tony Bennett. It's a lie.
I'm like, Tony Bennett's going to be dead in a year. We got to go see Tony Bennett, last of the great crooners. He's touring again this year. He's in his 90s. This dude goes every damn night.
Did you see his sweet new mustache?
No.
Yeah, you saw it, Drew, didn't you?
Yes,
I think he was at the Grammys.
I did.
Where everyone pretended they liked him.
Yep.
And he's growing a mustache now to be cool.
Is it possible his toupee just slipped?
there's a picture of it on the screen.
I think Tony Bennett smokes weed, don't you? He always looks so happy. Look how happy.
Maybe he's just senile.
Squinty eyes.
He does look high.
Dementia set in.
All right. We got to call Clayton Patterson pretty soon. So we'll send everybody to Patronicity, Clark Park, and also to Clark Park Saturday for fun and games from 12 to 4. And then, by the way, do we know any of the females playing hockey? Are there any media types in this game?
No. These are women who work for, I believe, GM and Ford. They do an annual game at Clark Park and raise a lot of money through their game. So they want to be part of the program. And some of the women have played on our teams, but they have so many women who want to play. Hockey is a growing mainly because of women these days.
Really?
And so they
said,
how cool
is that?
We want to do our own game. We're like, that's great. So Mike and I will play at 7:30. They'll play at 6, but you can come. There's going to be fire pits. There's going to be beer. There's going to be burgers. You should come check out both games, and it's going to be a good time, and it's free.
Nice.
So
sweet.
Don't beat that.
Let's see. Somebody said, wait, Leonard Cohen played the one song for 2 hours? I think referring to Hallelujah. Is that what happened?
Don't listen to my podcast, Literal Dick.
All right. Good luck Saturday. I hope Rattai I hope you give them a game. I mean, there's been some lopsided defeats in this game.
Yeah, I think we were doing good to that last point. I shouldn't have said the shit about the Graham Nash interview. You guys were fantastic. You carried Nash.
You were Thank
like,
you.
You were like Neil Young. You carried the whole outfit.
My back was killing me after the interview.
And then you must have carried David Crosby.
May have.
That's a fat bastard right
Always
there.
A comeback. Always.
I know.
Can't wait to hear your podcast, man. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm looking forward Bring it. To it. We
We're you know, almost there.
We want to do it right, which is why, because obviously, you know, you guys do things in a way that you don't just show up and say, hey, blah, 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 you know, we're done. So we want to kind of give people at least a glimmer of the quality they've come to expect from this august basement.
Well, you know, that's, to me, unfortunately, most podcast people do not care about quality. So hopefully you'll continue the tradition. Which Charlie is spending a lot of time on his. Yeah. He works hard on that show, which is great. And I know you will, too. So yeah, well, people are asking about it.
Some of his time is court-ordered, so, you know, doesn't have much choice there.
But always a comeback.
Always.
Always.
I'm going to pay for that. I love you, Charlie. I'm sorry.
Thank you, ML. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Saturday. Is this Leonard? Is this the studio version?
You know what's cool? Nobody ever covers this song.
I know.
Not his best song.
Oh, it's not his best song. What is that? Take This Waltz?
No.
It's the only other song I can name
it's
by
his best song.
And Then We Take Berlin or whatever it's called. That's a great tune.
Well, he likes sort of the deep cuts.
Yeah.
So deep.
He liked Leonard Cohen before he was cool.
Yeah, back in the 20s.
You know, honestly, when did Leonard Cohen's career peak? Because I didn't really know about him until everyone on American Idol started playing Hallelujah. And it was like, why didn't I know about this guy? I didn't even know the song.
Yeah, I spent some time in some dark bars, so it's and dated some gothy women. So you kind of run across Leonard Cohen here or there.
Yeah, I kind of miss. It seemed like he was bigger at the end of his life than he was when he was putting the original stuff
out.
Oh,
yeah.
There was a tribute album that came out about 15 or 20 years ago, and R.E.M. covered one of his tunes, and a lot of other people covered it. And I think that kind of made him mainstream. It's like when you find, you know, some, you know, so they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who the hell are they? I never heard of them. And you find out, oh, yeah, everybody's doing them, you know, and
right.
It becomes kind of a
whenever
influence.
Whenever I think of Leonard Cohen, I think of,
oh, my God, he's so deep.
Yeah, he is.
He is. Very so, deep.
Way too deep for me.
As were all the Idol contestants who played Hallelujah. So deep.
I know.
All right. Clayton Patterson. Thanks, ML.
Yeah.
Patterson, we'll get to him in
this
a minute.
This room's about to get hot.
You know we're going to be a little late?
And please tell that person that we do want them to listen to the podcast.
Okay, Jan Webb.
So we have both listeners.
Yeah, we're
you're going to be surprised.
Three.
Be a lot of downloads. I read most of the Sly Stone book last night.
Oh, really?
I want to take you higher.
Nice.
He's fascinating.
Yeah?
He's really a fascinating guy. First of all, I don't always think of how much Sly Stone influence Prince.
Oh,
isn't he the pre-Prince Prince?
Yeah, he really is. He kind of had that sort of outlandish way of dressing and the big hats.
And he's a funky
and stuff like that.
Rock guy.
And Juilliard trained musician. So
I love Sly Stone. I love his music.
Quite talented.
In fact, I actually found a couple clips of him playing. We all remember the Grammy disaster when he came out with his mohawk.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he barely, you know, it was crazy.
He didn't show up for sound check, right?
No, and he just showed up, and he barely sang. You couldn't even hear him, and he, like, played with his keyboard, but I don't think he played it. Well, anyway, I thought, I guess his brain is gone or something, but I found some stuff online of him playing live where he sounds okay.
Oh, really?
Not great, but, I mean, much, much better, and he's actually like singing songs.
Recently?
Like 2008.
Huh.
I don't know if there's much recent stuff, but, God, what's a song? If You Want Me to Stay, can you find that? You don't have to play a live version, but if you want me to stay.
I'll be around.
I love that song.
You're available. What is that?
Everybody's a Star.
Oh, that's a good song, too.
It's a great song. Like five people sing lead vocals in that song. Five Stone family members.
It's a very full sound.
Wait, what song are you talking about?
If Everybody's a Star, but If You Want Me to Stay was the one. And he did that in bass guitar. Larry Graham is such a badass bass player. Oh, my God.
There he is.
That funk on Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself. Oh, my God, is that funky. And there's a second version of that song, too. I never knew that.
Really?
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see.
love how he did that to his voice.
To stay here, I got to be me.
Hey, get out of here.
You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile.
Hey, get out of here.
Shout my praise, I'm gone. Forget reaching my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while.
Stupid idiot.
You know when you see me again, I'll say you have been.
Unfortunately, I think Sly, it sounds like he's still doing drugs.
Well, never be a quitter.
No, he's not.
Quitting.
It's just so sad. It's like, how can you listen to that funk?
He's still living in the van? Didn't he live in a van?
I think
at least during
got,
the Grammys he did.
I believe he has a residence now.
What?
Yeah, he was living in a recreational vehicle.
Way to join the mainstream, Sly.
He sold all his publishing. He may have done more cocaine than anyone. I mean, I'm serious.
That's a statement.
You know who he performed with in 2008? George Clinton.
Oh my God,
yeah,
really?
He did like a three-song medley.
Oh, that had to be insane.
It wasn't bad. It got a little weird because Sly seems to... This is what happens to him sometimes on stage. He sings like a verse, and I think he gets bored. And he stops singing.
Really?
He wants to sing another song. And then...
George, keep it going?
Yeah, George, the band was just smoking. George's band was smoking.
The Funkadelics.
Is this it? Imperfect.
I think Sly recites a poem first. Imperfect. So you might want to go a couple minutes in.
Of course, because it's Parliament Funkadelic. There's only about 17 people on the stage.
I know. In 1981, George Clinton and Sly Stone were arrested in Los Angeles for freebasing in a car.
What else were they going to do in that car?
I don't know.
I mean, look what you're talking about.
Was that the source of the George Clinton mugshot?
Possibly.
The infamous.
They were arrested.
George Clinton mugshot?
It probably is.
Ooh. All the audio.
It doesn't sound too good.
Sly looks great, though.
I think George
doesn't look too bad. He's looked better. Oh, the Hall Financial Hotline is opening up.
Oh.
But yeah.
He's going to try to tour again.
George?
George Clinton, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He tried last year.
Is he not up to it?
I think he canceled part way, but...
Oh. Hell?
Take another shot at it. I don't know. I think maybe he
just I'd love
got,
to see him.
Got in the middle of it and was like, ah, screw it.
All right, Clayton Patterson, Instagram star Clayton Patterson, 60 years old, recently divorced from his wife, and he came to the realization that he was gay, and he started working out, and oh my God, is this guy beloved on Instagram by dudes.
Sexy. His shirts do hurt him.
Clay Patterson.
Clayton!
Yes.
It's the Drew and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
How are you doing, man?
I'm great, thank you. How about you?
We're doing very well.
Shirt or no shirt right now?
I have a sweatshirt on. I'm in Colorado. It's cold.
Banana hammock or no banana hammock?
Always a banana hammock.
Oh. Always.
Where do you get those? Where do you get those these days?
Well, I have various sources. You know, some people just send them to me so that I can promote them on my Instagram site.
Oh, and then do you sell them online to other guys?
Oh, my God. Some people have actually requested that.
Of course.
No, I won't do that.
Now, you know how women feel.
Once that story came out, we started looking at your Instagram, and the best part of your Instagram are all the comments back to you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, and I don't really pay a lot of attention to the comments. I do the direct messages. I try to respond to all of those, but the comments I kind of miss. It's almost overwhelming. It's almost too much.
Oh, you should read them. They're
Clayton, everybody wants to have sex with you. Everyone on your Instagram wants to get it on. There's more eggplant emojis than I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, you know, I'm blushing right now. I'm chagrined.
Have you ever hooked up with one of those people who replies to your Instagram pictures?
I take the fifth.
Okay. I have a feeling. Well, at least you're honest, because we know what that means.
But the story's amazing. You know, I don't know when you came out or got divorced, but you have four kids, got divorced and came out of the closet, and boy, you came flying out too, which, I mean, that must have been freeing to a sense, right?
It was. I mean, you can imagine. I mean, I grew up in Ohio, you know, just south of you guys, at a time when gay didn't exist. And, you know, I led a purposeful life. I loved women. I had relations with women. I got married pretty young. I had children very young. And we had a wonderful marriage for a number of years. And as many marriages do, they kind of run out of gas, as ours did. And once I left my marriage, I kind of realized that I could explore this other side of me that, you know, I never really thought about that much, honestly. I mean, you probably are rolling your eyes.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I mean, I led a perfectly straight life. I mean, I was with women up until fairly recently.
Can I ask, are you bisexual, would you say?
You know, I don't think so now, no.
I don't think so either. When was the last time you were with a woman?
I think the switch was totally pulled. Yeah,
no, when was the last time you were with a woman?
It was my ex-wife about a little more than 8 years ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I almost have to give her an incredible amount of credit because it sounds like she made you pretty happy for a while.
You know, honestly, we really had a wonderful marriage for many, many years. Our kids are terrific. I still have a wonderful relationship with my kids. In fact, I'm at my daughter's condo in Colorado right now. I spend a lot of time with them. They are very supportive. You can imagine how difficult, though, it was, and perhaps still a little bit for my ex-wife. But really, she's a trooper. I mean, she's got a boyfriend. She's moved on. She's doing well. And both of us are living our lives. And it's really pretty good, actually.
Is her boyfriend hot?
Her boyfriend?
I mean, do you have the hots for him?
I can't say one way or the other.
Okay.
You know,
don't fool around with him.
Yeah.
This is why I would be upset if I were her, because you got divorced and then you started working out like a maniac, like a madman. And you're on your Instagram. You're in incredible shape. You're not wearing many clothes. You don't see everything, I don't think. But
you like what you see. Huh?
Does she ever say, why couldn't you get that kind of shape for me?
Well, we've never talked about that. I don't know how she feels about that. I do know that she thinks I'm a little weird. But, you know, it just feels good, honestly, guys. You know, I'm retired, so I have time, and I want to maintain this as long as I can. I want to be active and capable as long as I can, and the gym is kind of facilitating that. I mean, I can still do everything that I did in my 20s, honestly. I'm a little bit slower, perhaps, but I can still do it, you know?
What kind of shape were you in your 20s? I mean, this looks like a huge makeover.
Yeah, you know, I was always fit, but I was thin. And, you could see that I really was like many, I think, teenagers, 20-year-olds. They just stay skinny. But I was always fascinated with muscles. So kind of in my late 20s, I did start lifting, but nothing really kind of developed until my 40s.
Yeah, what are you benching?
Pardon me?
What are you benching?
You know, I try not to bench too heavy. I'll get
that's what they all say when they can't put up enough.
No, I've been as high as 285.
Whoa,
that's my
whoa.
Max.
Wow.
Looks like you're keeping your body pretty tight.
Do what? I'm sorry?
You're keeping your body pretty tight, that guy said.
No, well, there's no reason to push that hard, and I don't need to, and, you know, I don't want to hurt myself.
See, I'm very close to your age, and I do.
And he's trying to get hot. Drew's trying to get hot.
I'm working out. I haven't worked out that much over the years, but I'm wondering, how did you get those abs? Because you don't have them in your 20s.
I didn't, I know. I do abs every day at the gym. I do about 200 of whatever, crunches, sit-ups, some weighted stuff just to build the muscle a little bit. And I got some tips from a friend of mine in Fort Lauderdale about this. And I'd heard also that Arnold Schwarzenegger would always do his abs before his workout just so that he did it. Because if you do it at the end of your workout, you may not do it. So,
I would agree.
I work on it every day.
Do you ever use the Bosu ball for sit-ups?
I have, yeah.
Is that a big improvement over a regular crunch?
You know what? I don't think so.
No? Fuck the Bosu ball. Why am I using the Bosu ball? It's hard.
I guess.
Part of this interview is for you to get exercising tips.
I want to get hot like Clayton.
You know, guys, I am no expert. I'm not a personal trainer. I don't have a trainer that works me out every day. I do this on my own. I kind of make it up as I go along. And I do get a trainer now and then, maybe once or twice a year, but You know, it's just sort of evolved over time, and now I have I feel great. I have a great workout schedule, and it just, you know, it seems to be working.
Is the other reason to do abs first in the workout is in case you meet a hot guy and you just want to get it on later, then you get the abs already done and out of the way? Have you ever picked up a guy at the gym?
I take the fifth.
Takes the fifth. Okay. Hey, Clayton, I got to ask, when you staged the one picture with the tree, what was the idea there?
Great question.
That tree.
That is a great question, and I don't know, actually. It was in New Jersey. It was about 40 degrees. The sun was out, and we got inspired, and so I just took it all off, stood behind the tree. And
tons of shrinkage.
So it came out okay, I think.
Sure, yeah. Here I just thought if there was an artistic suggestion being made of some sort.
And, of course, the first comment underneath is, let my tongue warm up that hole, which is totally inappropriate.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. I should read my comments, and I should delete some of them.
Oh, yeah,
no,
right.
No, they're great.
After you beat off to them.
They're great. They're very supportive of your fitness.
They are.
Yes.
They're beyond supportive.
That is true. I mean, I have a good number of followers. It's not like many of the personal trainers and models who have 100, a half million, or whatever, but
38,000's not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's really good. And
you should
I would
go on Cameo. Do you know what Cameo is?
Why isn't Clayton on Cameo?
Do you know what Cameo is, Clayton?
I do not know what Cameo is.
Oh my God, you can make a mint.
You could. It's where celebrities and people with a big Instagram following will leave personal messages for other people. So you can charge like $20, $50. Check it out.
Yeah.
Wow. I've heard of the OnlyFans thing. I know a number of.
Cameo is way better. Honest, I'm not just saying that. It really is.
Cameo. I kind of worry about kind of going over the top and doing too much. I mean,
Really?
You don't sound that worried.
How are you pacing yourself for?
I know. I can't see you guys, but I'm sure you're rolling your eyes.
There might have been an eye roller, too. I'm wondering, when your kids say, hey, what's your dad's Instagram? I'd like to check him out. I can't imagine that your kids don't at least get a kick out of this in some way or another.
They do get a kick out of it. It is funny. I was with my daughter and my cousin over the weekend, and she says, yeah, you know, I open my dad's Instagram sometimes, and I go, oh. So she's a little surprised. But no, they are incredibly open about this. They're very supportive. I think they love it. They think it's kind of cool that their father, you know, has got a little bit of very, very minor celebrity. You know, they just, they're... You know, they're living their own lives, honestly. They're not all that concerned with what their father's doing.
I still think if my dad became a gay icon, that would be weird.
Yeah.
I think I would take some getting used to.
Yeah.
We're of an age, though. I mean, their generation, like my daughter went to the prom. Her boyfriend turned out to be gay, and another gay guy was a good friend of hers. And in fact, she has a good friend who has two mothers. And, you know, that generation, they're in their early 30s now, but. They're much more open and
they're pretty cool.
But it's very different because you even said it was something you explored late in life. Like you didn't always feel that way. I mean, you had the family.
True.
So yeah. That's why I think it would be a little maybe odd or weird. Plus, they know you. You're their dad.
Yeah, but I'm still their dad. I'm still the same person, irrespective of who I'm dating.
Do you wear a shirt around them?
You know. My two older boys never wear shirts either, so I'm
runs in the
part
family.
Of family.
That's not your daughter's couch that you're laying on where you had them spread in the one picture with the Andrew Christini briefs. That better not be your daughter's couch.
My couch in Fort Lauderdale. That is mine.
Thank God. I hope it's scotch guarded.
So I respect her condominium.
Where's the best place that you've been? If you want to meet guys, what's the best place to go? Where would you transport yourself?
Oh, my gosh, I think it'd have to be Fire Island.
Oh, okay.
How cliche. You are new to the game.
I know, very, very, yeah. That's a little too obvious, perhaps, but it is just like a, I don't know, guys, if you've ever been there, but it is just a fantasy land.
Really?
How about South Beach or Key West, anywhere in Florida?
You know, I have been to those, but I haven't been in several years, actually. Key West, I understand, is becoming less and less kind of gay and more kind of, straight. Like my sister goes there all the time and just loves it. But South Beach, but I'm in Fort Lauderdale now, so I really don't get down to South Beach much. But, Provincetown obviously is another huge playground.
Clark
loved Provincetown.
Yeah. Well, Northeast.
What's your kind of guy now that you've explored this? Do you have a type of guy or just a guy? Like, what do you look for?
Does he have to be as built as you?
Yeah, because that's tough.
No, really, guys. Thank you. I appreciate that. But
well,
no,
we know you
he
do.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
I think about somebody my age that's retired that I could travel with, but
really?
That's very hard to find. I mean, I'm a little young, I guess. But no, I don't really have a type. I do like kind of dark and swarthy and kind of Italian, Latino. But again, it's not a type. It's just somebody handsome, kind, and generous and not too full of themselves and, you know, willing to laugh at themselves.
And 9 inches cut.
You know, guys, come on.
What's too young, Clayton?
Well, I think, you know, if there's a one before it, that's definitely too young.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, 18, 19.
Oh, that cuts out a lot of people. That's interesting. So a lot of young guys hit on you?
You know, you'd be surprised. And I'm very surprised, too. I mean, I didn't realize that there's this whole issue of younger men preferring older men. And it's not like a sugar daddy or thing or anything, because I'm certainly going to be nobody's sugar daddy. But, yeah, a lot of younger men in their 20s, 30s like guys in their 50s. And, well, I'm 60, so I, you know,
hey,
even in their 60s.
There's a whole different lexicon. Did you have to learn, like, what bears and otters and power bottoms are? Like, did you have to learn all that stuff?
That's a serious question. No, it is, and I still don't know it. You know, I still get educated.
Well, you know what daddies are.
Daddy's the thing.
Well, he's awful busy taking
these. You know, people say, is it okay if I call you daddy? I'm like, well, I am a dad. You know,
That's weird.
Yeah, to me, it's a little weird for someone in their 20s to say, hey, daddy, or hey, pappy, you know?
I think there might be daddy issues with some of the younger guys.
Teach me a lesson, daddy.
Now, we noticed, too, in all your photos, not a single body hair anywhere to be found. Did that happen while you were married, too, or was that once you got divorced, you just started shaving everything?
No, you know what? I don't shave everything.
What?
Well,
not your face.
I'm actually naturally hairless, really.
What?
No, I am. I have my father was also. It just runs in the family. I mean, we're just
wait. Your legs?
My legs. I have a little hair on my legs, but I don't shave
your
my
armpits.
But no chest hair.
I don't shave my armpits. That's all natural.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I have about 20 hairs on each side of my chest, and I do shave those off just because it looks a little funny. It makes a ring around my nipples, which I just find funny. So I do get rid of those.
It's a great game, ring around the nipple.
I've got to know, how much time do you spend on this Instagram page? Because there are a lot of pictures, and somebody else is taking them, and you're very posed, and they're different. And, I mean, there's
lighting.
A lot of lighting? Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into this. How much time does it take to become an Instagram influencer? How much time out of your day?
You know, it takes too much, actually. it's become a bit of an addiction, I think. But, you know, I get asked by photographers for the photo shoots, and so they do, you know, once every 2 weeks or so, I have a photo shoot with somebody, and they develop some photos for me, and I try to use those. But you know, honestly, those selfies are just, I put some underwear on, I lay on my bed, and I take a photo. I mean, I don't worry too much about the lighting. I mean, it's just, or I go on my balcony, you know, take a few photos.
I think I know the answer to this. Have you ever hooked up with one of the photographers?
I take the fifth. Right?
Yeah, okay. Right, that's the answer I expect.
You're playing the piano with no shirt on. Why no shirt?
Drew.
It was summer. It was warm. You know, I don't run the air conditioning.
Fake.
Hey, you're working on that that pec, you know, twitch thing, and it goes along with the music too. You're twitching your pecs along with the music.
That was a discovery, actually.
Wow. Like Terry Crews.
Now I think we noticed an ad on your Instagram. Are you making money as an influencer yet?
I make about enough to buy a couple coffee once in a while.
Are you looking to make some money? Because, I mean, you get up around 50,000, 100,000 followers, and that's supposed to be a chance to make some money.
Yeah.
You know, I'm open to it, but honestly, guys, I don't want to make this a business. I had a job. I was a lawyer with Johnson & Johnson, you know, the baby shampoo company, for decades. And I worked those long hours, and I just enjoying not having to be kind of somewhere at a certain time or answer to somebody or, you know, I just don't want to be obligated in any way. So this is kind of a hobby for me. I'm just sort of making it up as I go along. Mm. You know, I've had offers to kind of manage things, and I just don't want to do that. I just don't want to go there.
Where are you from in Ohio originally?
I grew up right outside of Cleveland.
Oh, okay. I'm from Ohio.
I grew up in Solon, a little suburb kind of southeast of Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Clayton,
you're really in your salad years.
No doubt about it.
Toss yourself.
Everybody get to Clayton Patterson's site on Instagram. Is there anywhere else you are on social media?
I am not. Instagram is almost too much for me now, so that's it.
Fake. I don't believe you.
I don't believe that either.
Love it. Start reading the comments. They're very flattering for you.
I will do so. Thank you.
And check out Cameo.
There's one guy that commented and he said, DM me for cock.
Oh, gee.
I just, you know, if you're bored.
I think there's a few of those, actually.
If you want some cock.
Or not.
I don't blame you.
I take the fifth on that.
Yeah. I mean, we're guys. If some chick said DM me for badge, I
wish. Hey, Clayton, congratulations on your success with this. Looks like you're having a lot of fun, and thanks for giving us some time.
And thank you, guys. I appreciate it very much.
You bet.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Yep,
okay.
Bye.
I'm a model. You know what I mean. And
I do my little turn on. So he just woke up one day and was gay?
No, he explored it and decided he really liked it. It's
interesting,
not for me,
though, that
good for him.
You know, he sounds like someone who was really serious about his marriage. Mm-hmm. People weren't gay then. They just weren't. I mean, it's really strange to think that this happened in our life. There was a time when you could not say you were gay.
Wow.
And think of all the stars who were gay that we never did. Like, reading that Rock Hudson book, it's absolutely insane the lengths they went to keep people from knowing he was gay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's pools full of young blondes when he gets home from a shoot. So, I mean, it was going on, but I just can't imagine living like that. What a...
Yeah.
I guess you get used to it, but wow. I mean, come a long way.
Hey, speaking of gay people, did you want to hear the preview of Jussie Smollett?
Yes, of course.
They just released about an hour ago a 2-minute preview because he's, of course, being interviewed by the hard-hitting Robin Roberts. Is going to get down, you know, to the bottom of what really happened.
And that's a complete coincidence. He just asked anybody if they'd interview him, right. And I think they pulled her name out of a hat.
I'm pissed off. What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
But it's also the attacks. It's like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, then that's it, because it's the truth. Mm-hmm. Then it became a thing of like, oh, how can you doubt that? Like, how do you not believe that? It's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
That's not it.
No.
That's not it.
Well, hey,
that's
there,
not,
G-Mate.
Shut up, Robin. That's not it at all. We doubt that is what happened.
Well,
double down and go on Good Morning America then?
I think
on top of it all.
Honestly, if he's not telling the truth, I hate even saying that, but let's face it, there's a lot of people talking about this, for better or for worse. If he's not telling the truth and he's still doing this, I would assume that he would be in a position of trying to win a PR war. Because, you know, by going on with Robin, he's not going to get questioned.
No.
It's not like she's going to say, hey, they got all kinds of surveillance there. Well, what's going on? Why can't they find this? Why were you wearing the rope around your neck? Why did you not just submit your phone? Why didn't you just give him your phone?
Yeah.
What's on your phone?
Where's the shirt with the bleach stain on it?
But
Because there would be one, right?
Every time we hear from him, he's on stage at his concert.
Yeah.
He's talking to a friend at Variety. He's talking to Robin Roberts. His manager supports him. Manager won't give up his phone. But, you know, it took him 13 days to get this PDF to the police, and they say it's not what they want.
There's too many weird things in the story.
I think the phone records are, to me, that's the weirdest thing. Yeah, the Subway sandwich is weird, too. It is weird. Is she going to ask him about that?
The phone records, and there's cameras everywhere.
I know.
That sounds delicious.
Now, TMZ keeps insisting there's a 60-second period that they don't have covered in his trek. So
convenient.
Could an attack like that happen in 60 seconds? Possibly. Yeah, I think the interesting thing is the letter. They're going to find out where that letter came from.
I agree. I really feel funny making any strong statement one way or the other without knowing what they've said about the letter.
The letter's really weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Well, it's...
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
I don't possible.
Think, I don't think these are two separate events.
I don't either. So either it's all made up and fabricated, or he was really targeted.
Right.
I feel like the manager's behind it. I don't know why.
Yeah, the most manager of, might, the fact might think.
That if there's something behind it, but only because the most sensationalized stuff seemed to come from him. Like the
he's suspicious.
You know, everything that was yelled, he never, Smollett never reported that.
I thought the whole MAGA thing was, it's mad. This is MAGA country. I mean,
MAGA.
I don't know.
There's some real idiots out there, but I don't know. I'm not real. That just seems really strange. A MAGA person would target Jesse Smollett.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who he was. And then the fact that he didn't say that to the police, that the manager said it. And then, he verified it. That seemed like an odd sequence. It seemed like something this Jesse Smollett hates Trump. I mean, his tweets at Trump are incredibly angry.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he not? It seems like that would be the first thing he would say.
Just remember that.
If that's what it
was. And then, Empire Faggot and Empire N-word. And and the neighbors, the people that live there, they don't even
they
see
doubt
him.
It. They really, really doubt odd. It. Well, Robin will get to the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah, she will. I'm sure she will. He might just confess to her.
And I can't wait to see how everybody's affected after the interview. Like Strahan, and somebody will have to wake George up.
George will not care about this.
Fuck no.
It's like
he doesn't care about anything.
He's like grandfather clock on the Captain Kangaroo show.
He's been, are we talking about the wall again
yet? Hey, can we see the trailer for the movie Yesterday?
What's that?
You haven't heard about the movie Yesterday?
No.
I only had about 20 people send me this trailer this morning.
Oh, it's a Beatles thing?
Was my last
You'll
gig.
See.
If it has happened by now, it's like a miracle.
Miracles happen.
Okay, sit by a car. Hits his head.
Electricity flicked off all over the world.
Jeez. Seems to be recovering.
Yesterday,
Ellie bought you a present.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Yesterday, Jack had a normal
looks
life.
As though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
When did you write that?
I didn't write it. Paul McCartney wrote it. The Beatles.
Who?
But that was yesterday.
John Paul, George and Ringo, the Beatles.
He's Googling the Beatles and the bugs come up. No band.
Stop it.
Yesterday. It's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Well, it's not Coldplay. It's not Fix You.
Do you genuinely not know who the Beatles are?
Genuinely.
Then I'm in a really, really, really complicated situation.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
Sorry, I'm just listening to Jack's new song.
What's this one called?
Leave It Be.
Let It Be. Well, rock on, Jack.
Oh, yeah. Tell you something.
The writer of Love Actually.
Yes.
And you write songs, and then you make a ton of money. And then we take most of it.
The one, the only
Kate McKinnon.
We would like James you to write something right now.
Something in the way.
Ha! Wow.
She moves.
No one's ever written this many great songs. How do you do it?
Tracks me like no other lover.
Sometimes it feels like someone else has written all the songs.
Hey, Jude.
I've been waiting half my life for you to wake up and love me. But I'm a school teacher and you are the world's greatest singer-songwriter.
I'm not.
Except for you are.
It's
it's going to be the greatest album of all time.
I've got two men who claim that the songs are theirs. Let's see how this plays out, shall we?
That's something you should know.
Please make some noise for Mr. Jack.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran's in it.
I mean, Ringo and Paul are going to make cameos.
Let me just give you this advice. Song title. Hey, Dude.
Hey, Dude, are you sure?
Hey, Dude.
That's so much better.
Dude, dude, dude.
That's kind of cool. I like that. Alex, you don't like it?
No, I think it seems funny. You know,
it'd be better if he became a big asshole once he got really famous. And there's probably an arc like that in it.
Maybe. I don't know. It looks like a funny movie. I don't know if it'll do a big business, but it looks like it's a big movie.
Well, Danny Boyle.
Don't they have to get the right? Don't they have to get? Don't they have to pay to use those songs? So they must have spent some money. I mean, a lot of money.
Who approves it? Who has the rights to all these songs now?
You know, it depends. I think they have some of their songs, but I think Jackson still has, like, maybe over 50% of their songs. Yeah, you know what I read in the Sly Stone book? When Sly Stone was like really down and out, and Michael Jackson bought his, I believe it's his
diaper,
his publishing. No, his publishing. And I thought, wow, how shitty. You know, this guy's on his ass on drugs, and right. Michael Jackson buys his, like, takes his music out from under him.
I know, a child.
Yeah.
He's a bully.
He was 12 year olds.
His missed childhood was being a bully.
So Sony bought out the rest of the Jackson's rights in 2016.
Okay.
So Sony technically owns all the rights right now. However, McCartney has been fighting them in court over the rights to the songs.
Yeah.
I think some of the early Beatles songs have returned. I don't know. I think maybe three albums or something. Mm. And I thought there was a date at which they do revert. I don't know. You know, I haven't read enough about this.
So is this guy just going to wake up at the end of the movie and is a loser again?
Yeah, but he'll be in love with that girl.
Reminds me of the Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider was an animal. Then he was a woman. And now Rob Schneider is a stapler. And he's about to find out that being a stapler is harder than it looks. Rob Schneider is the stapler, rated PG-13.
Don't forget his next movie.
Rob Schneider is a Wall Street executive with everything going for him. Only problem is, he's about to become a carrot.
I'm a carrot.
It's 24 carat comedy. Rob Schneider is a carrot.
Fucking rabbits running after him.
And of course, the famous one.
Rob Schneider, derp de derp. Derp de derpity derpy derp. Until one day, a derp and derp and derp.
Really,
it's
the plot to all his movies.
Derp de derp, da teedly toe.
Falling out flight
stairs. From the creators of Derp and Tump de teedly dumpy derp, Rob Schneider is da derp de derp, da teedly derpy derpy derp.
Oh, boy. Well, you know,
As a Beatles fan, are you bummed about that movie?
No, because it gets the music out.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah, it gets.
After all, nobody's heard those songs.
Well, you know, a lot of young people who haven't heard music. I mean, it makes honestly, it maybe.
But they're all covered by that guy.
Yeah. Well, I know that's kind of covers. A bummer.
Do you think they'll think that he's the one?
Maybe at the end of the movie they play the real Beatles. Who knows?
It turns out it's this big vanity project for some guy that covers the songs on YouTube.
I thought I Am Sam was good for the Beatles because they had all those new versions.
That's a great soundtrack.
I thought there were some really good versions on there. And
why didn't they have that fat guy that plays all the parts?
That guy's he's amazing.
He should have been the star of the movie.
But it made me think about, you know, honestly, I've never considered. If you were a fan of, let's say you're a fan of the Everly Brothers. Well, they're kind of almost extinct. I mean, if you were just the biggest Everly fan. They're almost extinct. That wouldn't really upset me, but, you know, it's probably, if you really like somebody, you want their music to last.
Beatles will never be extinct.
They've never been extinct in my life. They've always been pretty big, and it's kind of weird in a way, because how many bands can you say that about? from that period. In
Stones, Beatles. I mean, Beatles are the number one.
I would never.
You remember Beatlemania?
Elvis.
I would have never.
Elvis has kind of disappeared,
maybe
really.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit lately, yeah.
You know, Elvis didn't write his own songs either. So yeah. I think Elvis is a little different, but Elvis is more of an icon, a thing. The Beatles always were credited for writing songs because they were the first guys to do it, and they did it so well. And their songs have really lasted. And even on Spotify and places like that, they're still getting a lot of action.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't on there for a long time.
That's what this movie will do. It'll really push that out. They're going to have a lot of downloads when this comes out.
Yeah, I would think so.
They'll probably hit the Billboard even higher.
I mean, the movie might bomb.
No.
Oh, it looks like it's good, though.
I don't think
I get sucked in
it's
by
it. It's got
that
a lot
trailer.
Of accolades that McKinnon.
The guy that wrote Love Actually's.
McKinnon from SNL's in it.
Yeah. That's true.
They also got Ed.
Hey, Ed Sheeran doesn't play himself, though. I just assumed he played
himself. No, I thought he did play himself.
Oh, he plays EJ.
EJ?
Yeah, whatever the hell that
means. What a stretch. From ES.
Grabbing on the Beatles' coattails.
I think he's like a producer.
But, you know, when I don't know why, I started thinking about this a couple of years ago, like music that really lasts. Because I remember reading George Martin saying, I think Paul McCartney's songs will last longer than John Lennon's songs. Yeah. And when you think about it, it's like, oh, well, Yesterday, Here, There, and Everywhere, Let It Be. A-G. They are sort of anthemic. I'm the Walrus. Not so much.
Imagine,
yeah. No, and you know what?
Fights that back.
When Lennon wrote Imagine, he said, I've got my Yesterday. I mean, he wanted that song, and he felt that way about Grow Old With Me. Yeah. He thought that was going to be a similar type of song, and I'm not sure why it isn't. That's a great song.
That is a good song.
But, like, when I think about the Stones, what Stones songs would people listen to in 100 years?
Satisfaction.
Honky Tonk Women.
Sympathy for the Devil.
I don't know.
That's used in movies and stuff.
Well, I mean, if you think of it in terms of pop culture and just because...
You mean Shelter?
Because their performances are great, that's one thing. I don't know, can a good performance make a song last? Doesn't the song...
Yeah.
Like, you know, Happy Birthday to Me. Not going away anytime soon.
That should be replaced by the Beatles' genius? Birthday song.
Birthday will probably last. Who wrote Happy Birthday to Me? I mean, to me, that seems to me to be the song that's never going away.
Yeah.
I mean, who's the genius that wrote Happy Birthday to Me?
I think Brendan's looking for it, but that guy just... Was there a copyright battle just recently settled over?
It sounds good no matter who sings it.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
Wonder how much time the person spent crafting the Happy Birthday song.
Zero time.
It looks like it was a brother-sister combo. Or maybe just two chicks, Patty Hill and her sister Mildred.
Oh, that's right.
They made that shit back in 1912.
But I wonder if they planned out the octaves they would sing it in. And it seems so funny. And some old, there's a lot of folk songs that have lasted. Dylan's songs.
Well, nursery
Dylan
rhymes, too.
Nursery rhymes, yeah. I think Dylan has songs that will last a
Dylan,
long time.
You son really? Of a bitch.
Give me Shelter from the Storm. Maybe not.
Rolling Stone.
Times are changing. Maybe that's kind of stuck in the 60s. I don't know. Maybe songs. I love Surf.
Blowing
somebody.
In the
that's
Wind.
A great, Blowing in the Wind.
That's in church.
Just Like a Woman. I don't know. Maybe not.
Hmm.
The Who, I can't see people singing Who Are You in, well, maybe they will.
Pinball Wizard.
We Won't Get Fooled Again.
Generation.
It seems like if it's not about a universal theme.
Bob O'Reilly has got to.
It's a
endure.
Great song, but will people in 100 years go, Bob O'Reilly, what the fuck is that?
Well, what about
I would think Here Comes the Sun has a better chance than Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah. It's not a universal concept.
Bodak Yellow, obviously. In 200 years, people will be singing Bodak Yellow. I mean, it is strange. And Kung Fu Fighting, that was a huge song.
Yeah.
That'll still be around, though, because of Kung Fu. No one's ever done another Kung Fu.
That's true. I mean, if you pick a topic.
Old
Lang Syne. Old Lang Syne has lasted all this time.
I guess.
Well, holiday songs tend to last because you don't play them all the time.
And there aren't that many that people continue to hear.
Well, I don't. Some of them are so timeless, though.
Doesn't it seem like there should be some new holiday songs, for Christ's sake? For Christ's sake. Yeah, like this. Well, why this can't one this is, be a big one?
This is definitely timeless.
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you. So here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care. Don't go ripping out.
You see people singing this 100 years
hair
from now?
Reach yeah for my, grab for my, pull at my cock.
Absolutely. People love it now. Why not in 100 years?
Get on your knees, start licking and slurping. My dick will get
did you
burned
see the story? This was sent to me by about two people, but it was about number one songs from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, aughts, and now.
Oh, okay.
And which ones people still know.
Oh, I want to see that story.
And generally, of course, it goes like this.
Yeah.
But there are exceptions, and they said that people know Beatles songs better than Mariah Carey songs. And Mariah Carey has almost as many number ones as the Beatles. But for some reason, people don't remember
the
them.
The trick is you got to get them in movies and commercials.
I don't think it's that simple.
Oh, that's there's a big part
I mean,
of it.
But tell me Mariah Carey songs that are meaningful.
Sweet Emotion.
I don't know that song.
Yeah, I'm feeling emotion.
Deeper than
I've ever. I don't. Do people want to remember Mariah Carey songs?
No.
Was she a? I mean,
always
did she,
be my baby.
What is that?
What is that?
I think we're peeking into Brandon's soul right now.
Yeah.
200 million views on
Brandon's gonna get
YouTube
deep. Is this one of your favorites?
You don't remember the song?
I don't know this
I don't
song.
It's like number one for like 19
oh,
weeks
was
straight.
It? Okay. Honestly, that's weird that I don't know it. I usually know.
Like 94, 95.
The very beginning of it is her just going,
that's every one of hers. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
This is when she was so hot.
What do you mean, was?
Come on. She was smoking hot. She
still is.
Nah.
Don't forget Glitter. The Glitter will live on forever.
The Glitter soundtrack.
Frank Sinatra songs, I think, will live on
forever. Oh, great one, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we were watching The Sopranos the
New
other
York,
day.
New York will never
you
fucking
didn't write
die
them, though. Didn't write one of them.
True. But the
yeah, those Summer Breeze.
The song Bubbles Bangles came up. It was the episode where Pussy gets killed.
Wait, what?
Ooh.
On The Sopranos.
Oh.
And they had that Frank Sinatra, bubbles, bangles, and boobles, you know, whatever it was. I was like, hey, that's a cool song. It's just the backdrop of this dude being murdered. Spoiler alert.
Oh,
Trudy.
It's been like 15 years.
You had me and then you lost me.
10? 15 years.
Speaking of music that people love, Kamala Harris was on The Breakfast Club, and
yeah,
she wanted everybody to know how hip she is. And they asked her about pot, and she said, oh, yeah, I used to get high in college. And
good answer. Listen, people love that answer.
Nice lie, baby.
And listen to Tupac and Snoop. And turns out she finished law school in 1989, and neither one of them had their first album out until 1991, Tupac and Snoop in 1993.
Which this means she obviously smoked weed well after 89.
Probably. I was surprised how many people were bitching about it. It's like, oh, come on. So she probably conflated, because you would know if you were that far off.
How
you wouldn't say
it. Lie like
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't like Snoop or Tupac. I assume she smoked pot longer than just college.
Of course she did. She probably still does. Who cares?
She doesn't look like a big stoner to me, but
it relaxes.
I don't know. Who knows?
Not everybody looks like a stoner.
I don't think politicians like to suggest that they still smoke pot. I haven't caught that one yet.
Oh, they should.
Is there somebody who said that who's actually won anything significant?
Al Franken.
Does he smoke pot?
I don't know.
No, I don't really. I can't. No. There was an article, though, recently about, hey, Democrats, you have to stop being phony balonies and stop trying to do, like, jump through hoops in order to make people think that you're human.
Oh, you mean like
drinking a beer?
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
And they did mention.
Pretending you're Native American.
Right. Well, they mentioned the beer most of all, where it was just like, oh.
Well, how about Beto O'Rourke playing this snowball fight? You know, the one he tweeted out where he's having that snowball fight when it snowed in Texas, Beto?
Oh, right.
It just seems so contrived.
Yes, and that was kind of the point. Stop doing things that look contrived and just, stop trying so hard because it looks stupid and needy.
I think generally speaking, and I think this is true in our business, is fake. People don't like fake. And I think younger people are much more in tune with what's fake and fake used to work.
Yeah, right.
But it doesn't seem...
Yeah. Authenticity.
I don't know. Deal Breakers in 96.3 is pretty cool, and that's totally fake.
Deal Breakers?
Yeah, I've talked about it before.
Oh, Deal Breakers.
That bit they do every morning at 8:30.
Oh, gotta be a hot bit.
It's so bad that I have to listen every morning because it's that bad.
Brandon, you look like you wanted to say something.
No,
he did. Oh, okay. He looked riveted.
You looked really intense.
he's lost in that Mariah song.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
You know what I wanted to go back for just briefly is Kareem Hunt, because we didn't really...
Kareem!
Did we get into the whole business of him, okay, not only lying to the Chiefs, I mean, no, it didn't happen, but saying that they threw the N-word, they were yelling racial slurs at him?
Who was?
Kareem Hunt said the girls who he had just met that night...
Oh, I didn't know
...were
that.
Yelling racial slurs. Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, so,
and that's why
that
they
means you get to kick her in the head.
Well, we didn't know he'd kicked him in the head yet.
Oh.
But when we got the video, then the original story also, and I think his friend said that we asked him to leave and they started firing off racial slurs. And also the fact that he lied about this for months, also there's an assault before that, mm-hmm. an alleged assault. So that would be, his second chance would be when he beat up the girl and kicked the girl.
Yeah.
The first one was... He was believed for some reason. And then...
Well, his second chance with the Chiefs. And that's why he got booted by the Chiefs, because he fucking lied.
Well, but he had an assault before this.
Yeah.
So wasn't this his second chance before he...
Well, I think when people say second chance, I mean in the NFL, because he got cut because of everything. And now this starting now.
Okay. I don't know the rules always.
No one does.
But he really suggested he was the victim. These are people he did not know. It was not a girlfriend that he was having a dispute with, which is... I think people can relate to more. These were almost strangers, people he'd met that day, and he's trying to beat the shit out of this girl, and in the end, he kicks her. His friends take their phones. I mean, it is like...
Is he still saying this, or this is everything he said before the Chiefs?
Oh, I mean, no, he didn't say anything. Once he was busted by the video, he's like,
crazy.
It doesn't matter. There's really nothing to say. It was horrible. All of a sudden, he felt so bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, when I think of the kind of person who does what he did, I mean, when you see him kick that girl,
yeah,
and you
awful.
See his friends running to grab the phones, I'm thinking, this is not a guy having a bad night. This is not a bad night.
No.
This is a person who has built up the mindset to do this after 23 years of however his brain was formed. Yeah. He thinks this is okay.
He's like, I'm a badass.
He didn't look to me. I mean, maybe he's a little bomb, but I don't know. So anyway, thought that was, when I sort of backed up the story, I thought this was not just somebody who needs a little training.
No.
It looked like somebody to me who had a whole system in place.
If
you watch the guy, his friends scramble for the phones, it's like, looks like they've done that before.
Wow.
He'll probably get in trouble again, but you know what? He might help the Browns win some football games.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting because he's going to have to miss the first 10 games or so.
Up to 10. Have they really decided yet?
They're going to have to come down hard.
It's going to be 4 games.
It's a very
four
favorable games? Contract for the Browns.
That's what I've been hearing in my fantasy communities.
Oh, really?
Oh,
could be wrong. Could be
the
wrong.
Fantasy world. Yeah, I don't think we know. I think the fact that he's back on an NFL team so soon, mm-hmm. I feel like they're going to have to do something.
But they're going to use the games that he missed last season and say he already served those games.
Can they?
They cut him.
Right. But technically, he missed out on that because of this, so he has been punished.
Because
already.
He was cut.
I don't think
he wasn't suspended.
I don't think that's time served.
Someone could have signed him last year the minute he was cut.
Well, he went through waivers and nobody wanted him.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I wonder.
But I don't know. Maybe
if the NFL didn't act so self righteous, would this just be? Would most people just look at it and go, "Oh yeah, of course, it's just signed with another team." But because they act like. We got to be serious about the way our players treat women because of Ray Rice.
Yeah.
You know, that's a clear demarcation.
They're in a bad spot. But it is funny how many people are, but Colin Kaepernick's not in the league.
Yeah.
Well, they can sign Colin Kaepernick if somebody wants to.
But collusion.
I don't think anybody wants anything
collusion.
To do with that. Well, we don't know. That's going to court. We'll see.
But Hunt's good, and he's still young. In fact, here he is. Check out this clip here.
He breaks another tackle. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. It's not a sports podcast.
Wow.
Thank you for reminding us. Jeez. Brandon, did anybody read Brandon's prep besides me?
Yeah, always.
Trudy was at the casino.
Yeah. I tried to catch up when I got here, but Zeus had my phone in order to do the Facebook Live. So, but I did see some, yeah.
Wait a second. I thought you went home to get your stuff.
Well, that casino bender was really...
Well, he took my phone before I left. I dropped him off.
You only get an email on your phone?
No. Computer, but I'm not going to have the computer out when I'm driving.
Oh, so you only check email on your phone when you're driving?
Yes, because it's different.
The story I was referring to in Brandon's prep was the Dane Cook comeback story, which was...
Comeback? He never left.
I think he kind of did leave. I mean, he was selling out Madison Square Garden.
I know.
I mean, only a couple people have done it. He and Dice Clay. Yeah. Is there anybody else who sold out Madison Square Garden?
I think Kevin Hart has since, but yeah.
I saw Sam Kinison at the Worcester Centrum, which is like 13,000, I think. Wow. He sold that out. I mean, that place was jammed and loud.
Yeah.
God, was so hot before he died. But apparently not Madison Square Garden. What's that?
Didn't he do MSG? Didn't Dave...
He might have. I'm trying to think.
I think it seems like he could.
I remember seeing him. I don't know
it's
how
just
big.
Unusual for a comedian to sell out a venue that big. That's really something, and Dane Cook did it. Oh. And so it was interesting to read about that because, first of all, they talked about he had an SNL audition. He had an anxiety attack before it, and it sounds like he fucked it up and didn't get on SNL, although he hosted twice, which I'd forgotten he did that. He had the HBO specials, the movies. He got celebrity ass.
Who do you bet?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's right. Oh, because he's in that, what was that movie?
Yeah.
Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month, yeah.
That was when she was looking pretty damn good, too.
And now she's breaking shitters.
Probably nailed Elba.
Did you see that story? She broke her shitter.
Did she?
Yeah.
Sure, she shut it down?
Because she's pregnant again.
What, so she's just took an outrageous
dump? I think
she cracked
it because she's huge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He had the highest charting comedy album in 30 years. So then, Louis C.K. accused him of stealing jokes. Which sounds like it was a big deal. I remember he was accused of stealing jokes. I didn't remember who did it or why they said it or what he stole. He says that's absolutely not true. And he didn't really have, he seemed like he didn't want to say a lot about Louis C.K. because it was kind of like, well, aren't there people who have a bigger gripe with Louis C.K. than I do? Which
was that,
I don't know, but
before that turned out to be true?
Before the Louis C.K.?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was way before that.
It was way before that.
It was like 2003 or something. But he did. Wasn't the joke stealing, didn't that become kind of a thing with Dane Cook? Like, and also the fact that he just tells stories. He doesn't have punchlines. He doesn't even tell jokes. And his humor's stupid.
Right, yeah.
You know, why is the bathroom floor always wet? Which I thought was really not a bad observation. The bathroom floor is always wet. Why is it always wet, by the way?
Because you're getting out of the shower.
No, I mean, when you go in a public bathroom, it's always fucking wet. There's always moisture on them. It's like, ew.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, would you want to fall down on a bathroom floor?
Oh, no.
A public bathroom floor.
Yeah, breeding all kinds of crap.
But anyway, then his parents died. Then his brother stole $18 million from him. He was apparently handling his finances. He was paying him $150,000 a year to manage his money. And he stole $18 million. He went to prison for 8 years. And he's out.
Where did the 18 mil go? Did he spend it all?
I don't know. Good question.
Buy an island?
They said that he had sort of, it's not like he's broke. He made a lot of money. Uh-huh. He's made a lot of money since his brother stole the money. His movies bombed. Then he made the joke about the Aurora shooting at the movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
And got a lot of shit about that. Mm. And then I think the 18, the 19-year-old girlfriend was kind of stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, that still looked like he's still with her. Mm. He is.
Really?
But... he's renewed.
Oh, God damn it.
What was that?
Nothing.
Oh, was that his Aurora joke?
I thought it was the...
Can we hear the Aurora joke? I don't remember that. Do you guys remember that joke?
No, I don't remember that.
Every time I click on one that looks like it, it's
not
a
like Gilbert Gottfried.
Video.
It's weird. Outrage doesn't stick, does it?
Not really. I don't think it does.
Because That would have been an outrageous thing. And
not that long ago.
It didn't stay with us.
I don't remember this, but after Louis accused him of it, Louis wrote him into the show on FX.
Yes, and he was in the show.
Yeah.
All you have to do is go on YouTube and tell everybody that I did not steal your material.
I never said that you stole my jokes.
You never said it, but you let other people say it.
What let? I can't tell people what to say.
You're full of shit.
Dane, look.
You know what? I'm excited that you're in this room right now, because I've waited 4 years to tell you this. Do you know the year 2006?
2006?
Yes, 2006.
You don't really say 2006. It's 2006. 2006 is like saying the year 2000 and, by the way, the number six.
2006 was the greatest year of my entire life. I had a double platinum comedy album. First one ever to exist. I had a massive HBO special. I was on the cover of Time.
Well, you're on the corner, the little corner thing. It wasn't not like when the president is on the cover.
2006.
And six.
That should have been like my triumph. And I enjoyed it, Louis, for maybe 2 months. 2 months before it started to suck. Because everything I read about me was about how I stole jokes from you, which I didn't.
I kind of think you did.
Dude, why would I steal 3 jokes from you when I have hours of material? Why? Why would I do that? Risk my reputation?
Because they were funny jokes. I don't think that you saw me do those jokes and said, I'm going to tell those jokes too. I don't think there's a world where you're that stupid or that bad a guy. I do think, though, that you're like a machine of success. You're like a rocket, and yeah. you're rocketing to the stars, and your engines are sucking stuff up. Stuff is getting sucked up in your engines, like birds and bugs and some of my jokes. I think you saw me do them. I know you saw me do them, and I think they just went in your brain. And I don't think you meant to do it, but I don't think you stopped yourself either. And that's why I never felt the need to help you not be hated by a lot of people. But I feel bad. I mean, I do. I feel bad.
That's great that you feel bad right here in this room, just, you know, the two
right
of us
there.
Alone.
Right there.
Maybe if you felt bad publicly on the internet, then this could all be behind us.
Well, are you willing to admit even for a minute that maybe you inadvertently took them, or maybe you had some part of it? Maybe they got in your brain and you shat them out. Maybe it was inadvertent, but maybe it did happen.
That scene would be really good if it ended with Louis beaten off in front of him.
Now, the video for some reason, the video I can't find anymore about the Aurora. It seems like it's been scrubbed off the internet. Good for
really?
Him. He probably worked really hard to get that off there. But but obviously people have written it down.
Oh, so are you going to deliver it like a stand-up, Brandon?
I don't
please,
know.
Please.
I don't know if I could do his delivery. I'm not really.
We'll do
remember.
It Brandon style. We'll pretend it's your joke.
So I heard that the guy came into the theater about 25 minutes into the movie. And I don't know if you've seen this movie, but the movie's pretty much a piece of crap. Yeah. Spoiler alert. And I know that if none of that would have happened, I'm pretty sure that somebody in that theater about 25 minutes in, realizing it was a piece of crap movie, probably was like, ugh, fucking shoot me.
Oh, Elliot Rodger liked it.
So, no, I don't know his delivery, but it was, you know, it was an Aurora joke. It was
joke
one of those
is,
too soon, just like Gilbert Gottfried did with 9/11.
I think you might have stole that joke, because I think that joke always existed with Lincoln.
Right.
At Ford's Theater?
Yeah.
Like a really old, or even Kennedy.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I got to go to a parade. I just hope someone shoots me.
Right, no. Jackie, shut up about being late for the parade. What are they going to do, shoot me?
I'm sure it's all about
That's
timing.
An old joke.
Did he do this, I mean, a week later? Does it say when he did
it? Yeah,
it
was about a week later.
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Hashtag too soon.
Yep, pretty much.
Just like when Gilbert did the 9/11 joke.
Exactly what I just said.
Oh, you did? Sorry.
No, but I mean, he immediately had to go on to Twitter and apologize and stuff like that. But people, you know, if it is too soon, they try to wreck you.
Yeah.
Just like Gilbert Godfrey did after 9/11.
Somebody give me the charger.
And Gilbert Godfrey.
Chad you.
After 9/11.
Gilbert Godfrey, though, he just
he
slid down under.
He handled that by going into the long aristocrats joke.
Oh, that's right.
And plus, he did it at the Friars Club, so it wasn't. I don't know.
You always think you're safe at the Friars Club. When did the Friars Club start busting people?
Well, he was safe. Gilbert never got much shit for that. Not until, I don't think many people even knew about it until the Aristocrats movie came out.
And he lost the Aflac thing, but I think that was good for his career.
Was that because of the 9/11 thing?
I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know how much dough do you think that brought in?
It doesn't matter. He didn't spend it. Gilbert doesn't spend any money.
Oh, that's true.
I like that
guy.
Tight.
Yeah. But meeting him was weird because he's actually a tightwad in person, too. He raided our prize closet. He stole Drew's National Enquirer magazines and stuff. Yeah, he really wanted them. He's like, are you guys using these? No, I'm going to take them.
I like him.
Actually, we were using them, too, so it was kind of a dick move. But
bullshit. But he walks off with all kinds of things.
He had a hat on.
Well, who's going to stop him? He's Gilbert Godfrey.
He had a station hat on.
Oh, from another station?
No, it was from 105.1.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's loaded up. That's really, that documentary on him is really good.
Yeah, it was good. I'm looking for the story about the...
What story?
There's a story about what the women's sex secrets, what women really want. Because it's
butt sex.
It was kind of a Valentine's Day show. Butt sex was not on the
list. What?
Yeah, it was not.
Oh, then it's giving oral. Next story.
It was indirectly in there.
Oh, talking about the Daily Mail piece from how many secrets are you keeping from your partner?
Oh, it's a Valentine's.
Is it
driven...
Trisha somebody, I think is her name?
Tracy
who?
Tracy Cox.
Tracy Cox. Okay.
Sounds like a fake name.
It's funny. These stories keep coming up so often that I almost knew what the answers were before I read the story. What we really want in bed, but we'll never say.
guys still haven't learned or just don't care.
The story keeps coming up, and it's always the same story. It's never anything new. Tracy Cox reveals seven surprisingly things women secretly crave in bed. Among let's see. Okay, I'll start with number one. Be more domineering.
Oh, like taking control?
Yep.
A
lot of men are nervous suggesting anything remotely kinky for fear of being considered a sexual Neanderthal. And that's true. She talks about being tied up, being spanked, having her hair pulled, being pushed down on the bed or pinned against a wall. All these are things exciting to a lot of women. But all we hear is that you've got to ask permission for everything.
Yeah.
So I guess that's someone you're in a relationship with. But I don't know. Is there fear that, hey, it might make you happy, might turn you on, but what if you turn around and say, I did it? When we break up.
Well, you guys have it bad, huh?
Yeah, it's tough being a guy.
It's tough.
Well, no, but you do hear that all the time, that women want men who, you know.
Take control.
Men?
Yeah.
That's kind of sexy.
You want them so bad that you have to have them. I think that's a quote from her, actually.
Psychologically.
Charge.
A lot of sex takes place in the mind. You know, so if your fantasy is somewhat like that, it might not hurt, but you just have to know when to...
To be my own fantasy, man.
you need to know how far it can go.
Yeah. Well, they mentioned that a lot of women aren't really into scary BDSM stuff. Just take charge.
Yes, sir.
If you're nervous about knowing the difference between sexy, aggressive, and seriously not on the aggressive, read some women's erotica.
Oh, God, no thanks.
Or watch some female-friendly porn. Oh, forget it.
Female-friendly
Just forget
porn.
It. Boring. Just forget it.
Chapter one. Douglas had to poop.
Take us to a strip club, number two. 70% of women said they were keen to visit a strip club with their partner.
I mean, every once in a while.
They say that.
They don't say every night.
I still think every time I'm at a strip club with a significant other, it's just weird because the strippers kind of they walk towards you, and then as soon as they see a chick next to you, they normally just go the other way. There's some relationships where it works and the chicks get lap dances, but I think that's kind of rare. Hmm.
It's a great way to let their bi-curious side out without having to act on anything.
That's a total thing that a guy wants, though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm just telling you what Tracy says.
It's a pen name. Tracy's a man.
A lesbian?
Tracy could be a guy. There
it's a relatively safe way to indulge that threesome fantasy without the fallout of actually having another person in your bed.
Mm. In, out, in, out, three times.
Use a remote-controlled sex toy. 44% said they would enjoy doing this in public.
Ooh. Of course, ooh, la, la. With the guy in control, because he's just going to crank it to 11 right away.
That's what I suspect.
Remote control.
Leave it. Just crank the
How far
time.
Does the remote control go, by the way? I mean, can she? Oh, 30 miles away and the remote works? Or is it just
a remote control car?
It's all Wi-Fi.
It goes 5 feet and then it's interrupted by all the other signals coming in.
Exactly.
It would not work.
Have sex in public. Might not be full sex, but a straying hand in the back of a taxi or under skirt while we're having a picnic, a swift seconds-long oral sex session when there's no one around.
Someone requested this in the Facebook Live, by the way.
Explode inside you, I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm
going
to fill you up. I'm going to fill you up.
Just let me do the talking.
Sorry.
Is that the other one?
That's
the next
Bezos.
One?
No, that's a Bezos thing turns a woman on.
Yeah.
Is this the new Bezos audio?
It's him having public sex.
Wow.
Oh, there's Sanchez.
Wow. I'm going to shoot. I'm going to fucking shoot.
Jesus.
Did you hear that? You could tell they were outside.
Oh, God.
Can you make me feel good? Can you make me feel good?
Bezos is so hot.
I know.
Man, he's aggressive.
Just digging it.
Wow.
She's into it.
Shoot.
That is something Bezos would say.
You play the first one over because I love it when he tells her he's going to do the talking.
Go ahead, Brandon. Sorry.
God, I'm going to freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm going to fill you up.
What?
I'm going to fill you up.
Just let me do the talking.
I can only picture Bezos right now. That's all I see is Bezos nude on top of Lauren Sanchez.
Oh, God.
Oh, Bezos.
Wow. That's funny.
Best sex scene in movie history.
Oh, my God. Is there anything new on Bezos today?
Not really. Not that I've seen.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of at a draw, right, with Pecker?
Yeah, I'm sure they're working on something.
I mean, does there seem to be much debate that the brother compromised her?
It seems there is now that they've revealed that she shared it with multiple people.
Yeah. She got it from everywhere.
But it came from her phone.
Yeah. And he never thought that was going
to
happen.
But he said he'd been talking to the Inquirer. I think he tried to say, I didn't share anything from her phone, but I was talking to the Inquirer. Like, kind of like, I did something, but not that. Sort of like the governor of Virginia.
That's really
interesting. He moonwalked. He didn't share her.
So anyway, okay. I didn't quite finish the list. To be blindfolded, 60% of women have this fantasy, allegedly. And then, come on, Wi-Fi.
Gotta have a lot of trust involved, though. Really do.
Yeah, I don't think these are first night kind of things.
All of them are. They're all first night. Nice internet.
Based on
what's on here, just disappeared.
Shades of Grey, though, and how.
A lot of it was all
popular.
A lot of it was in 50 Shades of Grey. You're
so
absolutely
people get from movies.
Right.
I like to sneak into theaters without being noticed.
Oh, that's hot.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, put it in.
Okay. God damn it.
What's wrong?
Nothing. It's just, it hasn't happened to me before. Hold on. You know, I'm just going to cram it in soft and hope it gets hard inside.
You think I'm disgusting, don't you?
What? No. Of course not. It's...
I'm huge.
No, you look
I'm
beautiful.
I'm bursting at my seams.
In, out, three times.
Oh, God. Look at me, Mom. Look at me, Mom. I feel like I could go all fucking night.
But you only pay for an hour, baby.
Oh, right. No, but if I had paid for more than I could... Oh, God.
Let it all out. Let a good return on that dollar.
Good return on that dollar.
Go on, get it.
Gross.
I don't know why this story just disappeared from my phone. It's like, I can't
Brandon
get it
had it on the big screen.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't have that one.
What do you mean?
The one that I saw was secrets that there they keep from you.
Wait, what secrets are they keeping from us?
Secrets.
What's going on with these chicks?
Yeah, Trudy. What are you keeping from us?
You guys keeping from us?
I want you to know everything.
What do
and
you
have all
find
the intel?
Most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
Okay, I found it. Women like moans, groans, whimpers. So Bezos, he's killing it. We're laughing at him, and he's killing it. Enthusiasm, having sex with someone who's clearly desperate for it to finish is not a pleasant experience. Reciprocal oral sex. Doesn't have to be in the same sex session, but it needs to roughly even up over time.
There was a thing last week. Reebok had these ads in Russia, and one was an MMA fighter, and she was squatting down, and like the tagline was, I should find the actual response, but basically it was like, sit on a man's face, and that was kind of like this big hubbub in Russia because
Reebok.
Oh yeah, no, that was kind of the point, and I got to find the quote from the public relations firm for Reebok, because they're basically saying, like, hey, no one wants to talk about cunnilingus, but we need to realize that it's, if you're going to talk about oral sex and bloat, it's the most ridiculous statement by a public relations firm. That's kind of right, but I guess in Russia, they don't talk about that or do that, but blowjobs are A-okay to talk about and do.
Of course.
It's kind of a...
I'm not sure what's the problem. It sounds perfectly normal and rational to me. The Russian policy. Let's talk about anything but blowjobs.
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Here's the ad. There's the ad. Trudy, see, it's all written in Russia. Kind of
eventually, I get the explosion, but I suck it for a while.
It's kind of gross.
Exactly.
The message said, sit not on the needle of men's approval. Sit on men's faces.
And that's for selling
for Reebok. Yeah.
Huh. That's an odd ad campaign.
The lead marketing specialist for Reebok in Russia said, it's not a quote about violence. On the contrary, it's a quote about the highest form of pleasure that a woman can get and give to her partner. Most men perceive the topic of cunnilingus with extreme embarrassment and will definitely never publicly admit that they do it. And moreover, they like it. At some time, a blowjob is completely approved by society and a common topic.
Ooh,
so with this quote, we're not talking about humiliating men. On the contrary, we're talking about encouraging them to loosen up and break stereotypes.
To open up.
Buy Reebok.
Somehow.
To let her in.
I'm kind of stunned this is a real topic.
In Russia, yeah.
You really needed to go.
Hey,
I mean,
we love corporations telling people how to do things.
Exactly.
I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Finally, the last couple things Tracy's column says is to go slower, and she blames porn, says there's so much jackhammering in porn. Men think it's the norm.
Slow down.
It is.
They go on to say that there's so much porn watching now that it's a real problem with younger people because they see all this porn.
Expectations, baby.
Yeah, before they really are having sex and relationships, they've seen a lot of porn, and they think, hey, that's how it's supposed to go. I know the ending, that's for sure.
And when it doesn't.
Somebody got a dick.
But when it doesn't go that way, it kind of screws up their head because they're like, everything's got to be like a porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the women apparently are, younger women are watching a lot of porn too.
Well,
and
I've seen some stuff online that wasn't completely uninteresting.
The funny thing is, well, it's not really funny. a lot of the young women are trying to comply with what they see in porn, and then they find it very unsatisfying.
Oh, man.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Oh, bummer.
And finally, talking dirty. Women like dirty talk more than you think. More than 80% of women in the U.S. study of 2,000 women said they wished the partner did it more.
Oh.
There's still a taboo associated with telling us, oh, women talking dirty, but the women that do say it's very liberating to talk dirty back.
I'm gonna freaking explode inside you. I'm gonna spill it.
And this woman talks. Fill you up. She's talking too.
I'm gonna fill you up.
What?
I'm gonna fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking.
I love what he
didn't work
what?
Out too well.
What?
Her.
Somebody get a dick.
It does seem like Bezos. Are we sure that's not Bezos?
Oh, no, it's been confirmed.
Yeah, okay. It's Bezos.
I'm going to freaking explode inside you. I'm going to spill it. I'm going to fill you up.
I'm going to fill you up.
What?
I'm going to fill you up.
Okay, just let me do the talking.
He's taking control.
Fucking spill.
It does sound like one of his text messages.
Yeah, it might not be him, but we all know. That's what it sounds
it's
like.
It's him.
Bezos.
Good job, Bezos.
I wonder if Bezos has dumped her.
I told you yesterday, he better.
Oh, of
There's
course
no
he
going
better.
Back. Well,
he's
I
got
know,
a
but
dumper.
I think he was blinded by something there. I think she did things that his wife didn't.
Well,
which is why he believed that she had nothing to do with it.
Well, I think he knows better now because he's the one that hired the PI.
Somebody get a dick?
I wonder what he thought he was going to find out.
Oh, I think he maybe was thinking maybe his phone was hacked because she would never share any of that stuff. Because after all, Bezos probably said, don't share these with anybody.
I would think if you're with somebody for a while, it's a pretty good assumption mm-hmm. that they're not going to share something like, especially when you're Jeff Bezos. And you look as stupid as he looks, too.
Absolutely.
With his top off. The one that kills me is Bezos with his top off, holding a towel that's falling, almost revealing his genitals.
Ew.
Can you imagine?
Probably looks like Clayton Patterson.
You like what you see, huh?
He probably tried that 10 or 11 times to get it just right.
Oh,
thought
yeah.
It was hot as hell. They said there was steam in one of the pictures, too.
Oh, God.
Cut it out, Bezos.
Probably paid a Hollywood crew to set the scene.
Paid him $20 million.
Yeah.
Lauren Sanchez produced it for herself. I really want a detailed breakdown of the $20 million bill he got from her for making that commercial. There's no way that's a $20 million commercial. $20 million, you can make a movie for $20 million. It's not. Did you see the commercial? Anybody see it besides me?
I didn't know it was even out there.
It wasn't. They didn't run it because
so
this thing broke. It was online.
It
said, here's the commercial Bezos paid $20 million for.
What's his thing called? Blue?
Blue Oracle?
Balls?
Blue something.
Blue, I don't know.
Blue Monday!
I want to see how dumb this is. Well, she had to use her Blue Planet. She had to use her helicopter.
Yeah, she.
Even though Trudy pointed out, everyone uses drones now.
Right. So that costs like $10,000.
Blue what?
Of the $20 million.
Planet.
Using her chopper. They said fly up, take a picture, come down. That's what, probably $5,000. But she charged him $10,000.
Can't find
$20 million.
She's a climber.
That's
man.
The Bezos rate.
Yeah. I think the cost of making the commercial is probably a couple hundred thousand, and then you got to get a little profit out of it. I mean, she worked hard.
Yeah.
So $20 million, nice round number. Nothing to Bezos. I think that's the way she bills is how much money it would seem like to Bezos versus anybody else that she
brilliant.
Was making it for.
That'd be brilliant.
Why that's not? Fair. Can't find it.
It increases its perceived value, too, to Bezos.
So wait. They ran the Washington Post
it's
commercial
not Blue Planet,
instead.
It's Blue Origin.
Okay. I thought it started with an O.
Something else said Blue Oracle, so I don't know.
I swear to God I saw the commercial, and I swear to God there was nothing terribly impressive about it.
Nothing
no
$20 million worth?
No way!
She
well, here it is. Is this it? No, she's not in it. Did everyone have to know that you made it?
With a drone?
The human need to explore is deep within all of us.
Okay, that's about $20, that
Our
picture.
Our ancestors crossed mountain
That's about
ranges,
$100.
Sailed open oceans to map new lands.
Who's the famous person doing the voice? Unknown,
okay, I gotta pay about probably $10,000 to get that shot.
Pause it for a second.
You're curious.
Aren't now, dollars
Was that Bezos?
Goddamn head.
That was what? Bezos putting on a headset because...
Okay, so that was free.
But isn't most of that footage stock anyway?
Pretty much,
I feel like
yeah.
I've
no,
seen it all before.
If you watch the rest of it, it is stock. I think you might have to pay for the rights to some of it.
Now,
Bezos shot costs nothing. That costs nothing. Horizons. That costs nothing. Might have to pay
stock,
NASA for that.
More stock footage.
You gotta pay NASA $50.
And all its beauty is just our
stock
place.
It's very stock.
No, she took that with her helicopter. In space.
Totally stock. That's nothing. It's Blue Origin. That's him.
That rocket's modeled after his penis.
You gotta spend money to buy a drone to take that last one.
Doesn't that look like that's what pieces of penis looks like? Weird head on it.
Okay, so far I think the commercials cost about $900.
That was a beautiful launch.
You gotta get that. You gotta pay a talent fee to this chick. A couple $100.
What a stupid ad.
Now is the time. Open the promise of space to all and lay the way for generations to come. When our descendants look to the stars, perhaps from a rocky moon,
this read is so cliche. I think Lauren will
remember this time.
Oh my god, he's so
reflect on where it started. They'll remember this place.
These shots are owned by
honor those first explorers who said, let's go. They'll remember these bold steps. We are Blue Origin.
This is so Dreamweavery, isn't it? The reed?
Fill you up.
Huh.
Oh, dumb.
$20 million.
Somebody got a dick?
Wow.
Would you pay $20 million for that commercial?
No.
What would you pay?
I'd expect that you'd have to pay, like, what, $5,000?
I would say maybe $5,000, $7,500.
Yeah. I mean, you got a voice actor.
Only if you're a Prime member.
And you've got all those images, and then you have a couple of shots that she needed her helicopter, which she could have done with a drone.
Yeah.
First off, it's too long.
Yeah, it's 1:50.
The read's terrible. How much did you pay for that, Brandon?
Well, the stock footage makes it a lot cheaper, and there's a ton of stock footage in there. I'm wondering if they said, we have to use this rocket launch. We have to do a rocket launch for the commercial, and that rocket launch costs all that money.
Oh, that's, you can do that computer generated.
Yeah, you could just put your company name on the side of another
SpaceX.
Rocket.
That's a million-dollar commercial. A $20 million? No.
But you pay $1 million for it?
Well, I think that some of the shots, you can't recreate any of that shit.
I think they had to pay for some footage, too.
Didn't they do the rocket launch anyway? I mean, isn't that his company doing a rocket launch? Like,
the rocket landing, was that his rocket that landed? It said Blue Origin on it.
Yeah,
it probably is.
So that's footage they took when that happened. They didn't do that for the commercial, did they? Mm-hmm. Didn't they do that last year?
Is the $20 million, is that the price to purchase the time?
No, that's
so
the cost
addition,
of the commercial. He spent $20 million. Oh, maybe the $5 million was for the commercial slot in the Super Bowl, and $15 million was what Lauren charged him.
Man, she's the big winner in all this.
What would you pay for that commercial?
Oh, I don't know. Definitely not $20 million. Maybe $1 million, I suppose.
You and Brandon, I'm gonna make.
I don't know what
guys.
It costs to make a commercial.
Well, that's good because I can charge you
$15
for that
an hour.
Piece of shit.
I just hire someone from Specs to put some stock footage together.
We should
do the voiceover myself.
We should get a forensic accountant to find out how much that really is.
Good call,
Trudy. They're too busy.
They are. There's not enough. I hope somebody in our audience is going to forensic accounting because maybe that's what. Bezos probably got the private eye to find out why this commercial costs so much, and then he switched them to the dick pics and the text messages. When that came out.
Oops.
I thought I heard that Gavin DeBecker guy was on retainer for Bezos. Did he work for Bezos, or did he...
It sounded like it.
So he's got this guy on staff, like on call.
Yeah.
What does he pay him?
I don't know.
Probably $20 million.
$20 million. Well,
insane.
No, Lauren is his agency. So Lauren bills Bezos $20 million and plays Gavin like $5 million.
But does he really need that? Does he do that much?
I don't know.
Work.
I thought it was really interesting too. It's like, who is he detectiving all the time?
Well, probably other companies.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look how many companies they crush on.
If you got that much money, you're going to need that guy, right?
What a cool gig for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have a special set of skills that nobody else does, apparently.
All right, Brandon, get us out of here. We're at the 229 mark. Hey, like us on Facebook and rate us on Facebook. We don't get many Facebook ratings lately. A whole new flurry of them. And iTunes, too.
Helps a lot of people with us today for the MML Elric portion of the show.
Yeah. Clark Park Saturday.
Hopefully his new podcast in, I don't know, under 2 weeks?
I'll say 3 weeks if you're saying under two.
It
seems like time keeps added on.
I don't know. Too many busy people working on
it. He needs to get started. He needs to just do it, and I think he'll do. I think he'll be great. He's overthinking it.
Yeah.
But that's because he wants it to be good. That's why it'll be good, because he wants it to be
good. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm so fucked here. I am so fucked.
That was our last meeting.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day, Trudy.
Yeah.
So,
And everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So don't care about it.
I know.
That's the big story, though, you know?
I suppose.
About people who... Oh, people hate it because they're not with somebody. I think I just hate it because it's so pretentious.
It's fake.
I know, it's a job, isn't it? Kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do something.
It's good for the economy, though.
Get a present, a card, or put out really good.
Put out really good. Like Bezos.
Yeah, Bezos. He's got it covered.
Wow.
Fucking shoot.
Get out of here. Get out, Bezos.
Somebody get a dick.